www.thebestofbrandon.com or call 1-800-704-1523.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
$1 billion Katrina fraud.
25% of all the money FEMA paid out could have gone to people cheating taxpayers.
Iraqi protests amid a security crackdown. And guarding against ID theft.
A bill in Congress could limit your rights.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Well, FEMA's eye is a little blacker. A congressional audit has uncovered nearly $1.5 billion in fraud following hurricanes Katrina and Rita. CBS News correspondent Cheryl Atkinson.
One person collected $139,000 for damage to 13 separate properties. The only problem, he never lived at any of them. Another got aid for a rental and a hotel at the same time. The hotel was in Hawaii, and FEMA paid $8,000 for that.
Now, Texas Congressman Michael McCall says no one was watching the till.
I think there was a rush to get the money out without any proper controls put in place by FEMA.
But the agency's Michael Wadomski says speed is of the essence.
FEMA's highest priority during a disaster is to get help quickly to those in desperate need of our assistance.
However, he says the agency's also very concerned with spending taxpayer money wisely. A new day in Iraq. A new checkpoint in Baghdad on the first day of what the Iraqi government says will be a renewed campaign to reclaim the streets from insurgents and bring security to the capital. CBS News correspondent Lee Collins in Baghdad.
It wasn't as if U.S. and Iraqi troops suddenly came pouring into the streets at dawn, tanks and armored personnel carriers in tow. Instead, Operation Forward Together seemed almost subtle. There were new checkpoints and more troops out patrolling selected neighborhoods, especially Sunni neighborhoods. But initially it seemed far short of the some 40,000-plus Iraqi and coalition troops that were promised yesterday.
The unrest hasn't ended. A car bomb blast in Baghdad has killed at least four people. In the southern city of Basra, hundreds of supporters of a Shiite cleric have attacked an Iranian consulate, throwing stones and setting fires. In a Baghdad neighborhood, demonstrators took to the streets to protest President Bush's quick visit to the capital yesterday. And at Andrews Air Force Base a few hours ago, Air Force One touchdown, bringing Mr. Bush home. Let's go live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
In a message aimed at Iraq, the insurgents, and the American public, President Bush says he told the Iraqis the U.S. won't leave until Iraq can defend itself. This morning, White House counselor Dan Bartlett tells CBS News the new Iraqi leadership faces tough challenges.
Every bad element in the Middle East is trying to bet against this new government from operating and being successful.
But the White House won't say how long it will take for the Iraqis to take charge. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The Marines are under fire over incidents involving the killing of Iraqi civilians. Now, as CBS News correspondent Dan Raviv reports, there is new heat over a song that seems to celebrate killing innocent people.
Someone put this on a website where you post your own videos. It's pretty obviously an American man in his 20s in t-shirt and camouflage pants strumming his guitar, singing about killing an Iraqi family. The audience cheers when he sings, "They shouldn't have messed." A Marine Corps spokesman condemns this song, saying the Council on American-Islamic Relations is correct about it being insensitive. The spokesman says, "We're looking into it."
And there's renewed debate on Capitol Hill over how long American troops should remain in Iraq.
After approving more money to pay for the Iraq war, which has now cost taxpayers $320 billion, the Senate is debating the war itself. Democrat John Kerry wants to set a deadline for pulling troops out.
Our soldiers cannot bring democracy to Iraq at the barrel of a gun.
He'll be opposed by Republicans, including John Cornyn of Texas.
Now is not the time to say, let's cut and run. Let's try to undermine American resolve.
But polls show American support for the war keeps dropping, which is why stakes in this debate are high for those running for re-election. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Time on the roundup is now 4 minutes past the hour.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. The Colorado grassroots movement for immigrant justice is disappointed that Governor Owens is challenging the state Supreme Court to reverse its decision to throw out the Defend Colorado Now initiative on November's ballot. The initiative would let voters decide if illegal immigrants should be denied most state services. The governor has even threatened to call a special session if Initiative 55 isn't returned to the ballot. A Senate panel hears arguments today in Washington over how to remove barriers that prevent Good Samaritans from cleaning up thousands of mines in the West that may be leaching harmful metals into rivers and streams. The Senate Environment and Public Works Committee is looking at whether potential liability issues scare off groups who want to help clean up abandoned and contaminated sites. At CU, a majority of those on the Standing Committee on Research Misconduct say Ward Churchill should be fired. David Lane is his attorney.
Well, getting fired from your job certainly changes the course of your life. So will this change the course of his life? I presume it would.
Lane says if Churchill is fired, they'll fight in court. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, good morning, Kathy. We're off to a great start on this highway drive. All of our overnight construction up on the north end of I-25 has now been cleared from the roadway. It stretched along both directions of 25 between 84th Avenue and 120th. But again, all lanes have now been reopened, and southbound I-25 is just beginning to jam now on that approach to 84th. Now, south of here, your commute into downtown Denver is in great shape. The same goes for 225 stretching across Aurora, though you will find heavy traffic in Commerce City along I-270, especially for you eastbounders, right around I-76. Today's forecast calls for a high of 100.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our conference. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-332-4694 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-332-4694. That's 1-800-332-4694.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details, and they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com. As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
They didn't, you know, they weren't sure whether they were going to go off at the last minute due to the weather because of the winds and everything. But they managed to get them off, and it was really cool. Had a great time. But now we got to decide whether to go to the Paramount or go to Vegas. And the decision is clear. Go to the Paramount. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so and when do tickets for the Paramount thing go on sale? I'm not exactly sure. Probably maybe in September. I'm not sure when they post those. You'll be announcing it on this show. Yeah, you bet. You'll clue us in. I'll keep you out of Vegas. Yeah, you'll keep us out of Vegas. Okay, so Mary's home listening. So, Mary, the decision's been made. We're going to the Paramount to celebrate New Year's. You can make decisions on your own, huh? No, she'll just call me. What are you trying to do to me here? Mary will be fine with it because she'll say, hey, you know. I mean, she was like, all she said after the thing was over Saturday night is, man, he is so talented. So when I say to her today, well, we're going to stay in Denver and we're going to go celebrate New Year's with Todd and the Monsters, she'll say, fine, that'll be great. I'm sure she will. I loved meeting her, by the way. She's a great lady. And your wife's very nice, too. Thank you. Janelle, very nice. She is nice. Very nice. And your family's very nice, too. They are nice. And your friends are nice. They are nice, too. And I couldn't find anybody there that wasn't nice to me. Well, what can I say? I mean, rock and roll tends to lean left. Yeah, I guess it does. All right. And now, and to flesh this out further before we get into this hour's topic here, which has now gone into this is a 45 minutes topic, we have different schedule switches coming up here. I'm on vacation not this week but not next week but the week after. So is the door's open about whether you're here next Wednesday? Are you here next Wednesday? Are you going to be here next Wednesday? I think so, yeah. Okay. So you think you're going to be here next Wednesday. Then I'm going to be gone. Then I'll be back in July, and then you're going to be gone the majority of July. Yeah. So the only way we're going to hear from you is if you call us from the road.
Yeah, I'll have to do that.
And we'll have to find out what you're up to. And this tour that you're going to go on in July goes all over the United States?
It does.
And it lasts for the whole month?
It does.
And then you'll be back in August?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So this is kind of the Jay and Todd show when Todd's not out on the road.
Well, you know, you caught me in midstream.
Yeah, this kind of happened all unexpectedly.
You sucked me into it.
This kind of happened all unexpectedly. All right, speaking of music, let's talk about this Marine video thing, which we don't even know if this guy is a Marine or not.
Nobody knows who he is.
Yeah, nobody knows who he is. A music video posted on the Internet telling a tale about a U.S. Marine killing members of an Iraqi family is being condemned by an Islamic group and investigated by the Marine Corps. This thing, Todd and I were talking about this off the air. This is absolutely sick. This is sick stuff. The four-minute video called Haji Girl appears to be sung by a Marine in front of a cheering audience. And the lyrics talk about the Marine gunning down members of an Iraqi woman's family as they confront him with automatic weapons. This is pretty gross.
It is.
Now, Lieutenant Scott Fizikas, a spokesman for the Marines, said yesterday that the Marines were aware of the video posted on the Internet that purports to show a Marine singing an insensitive song about Iraqis, but he says that the officials don't know if the identity of the singer, they don't know who the identity of the singer is and whether he's really in the military or not. The song was inappropriate and contrary to the high standards of the Marines, he said. I believe that.
Absolutely. I hope that this isn't a Marine who's made this video.
Yeah, I hope so, too. And, the singer is shown playing the guitar, singing about meeting an Iraqi woman, and about being confronted by her brother and father who have guns. The lyric describes the Marine pulling the woman's little sister in front of him and watching blood spray from her head.
We just have to hope that this isn't a Marine.
Yeah, it says he sings about blowing the father and brother to eternity. 303-713-7600. Anybody got any comments about this video? I don't know what kind of, comments positive you could make about something like this.
Well, clearly you can't make positive comments about this.
No, there's definitely no way to do it. But, I mean, it's like it always brings me back to the same question I always ask. I asked this yesterday. I mean, I ask it every day. If there's one thing I'm constantly fascinated about, it's human nature. What would drive somebody to do something like this? You're philosophical. What would drive somebody to do something like this?
Well, I think war is an extraordinarily unnatural event, and the types of situations that war puts upon our young people are so extraordinary, so violent, so dehumanizing that I think that people are driven to all kinds of crazy places mentally. We're going to treat 1 in 4 soldiers that return from this conflict for shell shock syndrome. And I think that this is kind of par for the course when we get involved in war. And that's why we need to think about what we're doing before we get involved.
I mean, I sometimes think, now I bet you and I would disagree on this, and I'd be interested to see what people think about this. I sometimes think people dig war.
I agree with you. I think they do.
Really? Do you think people dig war? That they dig violence and dig war? I like violence, but I don't like war.
I think we're very confused as to what we dig and what we don't. We have a very violent culture, and our news media tends to revolve and exploit the violent aspects of war. It's a ratings booster, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Isn't violence a ratings booster? Don't we like violence, though? We like violence. Like the people cheering in front of this guy singing, right? They obviously were digging what was going on there.
I think a lot of lines have been blurred, but I think we're a very confused culture when it comes to violence. It's very difficult to discriminate what happens on TV and the movies and what happens on the news.
Like if I run across somebody who gives me that, the old Beatles thing, the old John Lennon thing, which holds up today as much as it did 40 years ago about give peace a chance. But you know what I always answer back in my mind is no, we'll never give peace a chance because we don't want peace. What we really want is war and conflict because we dig it. We like it.
I wish I could disagree with you. I really do. I think that, our core as Americans and as human beings is wanting peace, is wishing for peace. But it seems like we're very intrigued by violence. We're entertained by it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, 303-713-7600, from boxing, professional wrestling, to war movies, and all the violence that you see on the screen. If you want to jump in on this, 303-713-7600. Jay and Todd during the hour of No Power here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and we got four open phone lines, and we'd like to hear, do you think that mankind really wants peace, or do we really dig war? And this is a whole video with the soldier and the crowd cheering in the background. And we don't even know if this guy's a soldier, so it's wrong of me to say this.
Yeah.
Okay, this could be just some kid in a camouflage outfit, but somebody's digging on this thing and watching it.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
I bet neither your banker, your broker, or your CPA has told you about the government programs that pay you interest rates of up to 24%, rates that are guaranteed by the government, rates that are set by law and can't go down. As incredible as it seems, you get to lock in your own interest rate. You choose the rate that suits you best, from 8% to 24%. Hi, I'm Jim Yocum. I'm the best-selling author on this subject, and I'm going to give you a copy of my book with all the information you would need to earn as much as five times what your money may be earning now. The book would download to your computer immediately. I don't sell these investments. You buy from the government, and the government pays you. You pay no one a commission. Want to find these high rates? There are more than 60 government offices right here in Colorado that handle these programs. My book will tell you where to find thousands more, and is available wherever books are sold for $22.95, but I'll give you a copy right now, free and no obligation. Just send a blank email to myfirstbook@getresponse.com. Just a blank email to myfirstbook@getresponse.com. You got to do this.
Do the herbs in Kaito Gold really help you lose weight? Here's an actual customer.
As soon as I started taking them, I stopped gaining weight and started losing weight. I didn't change my diet at all.
And Kaito Gold can help you too, with fiber to absorb fat, nopal cactus to metabolize sugars, and hoodia to suppress your appetite, plus fat-burning agents and vitamins. I'm Tom Martino with this special for you. Buy three bottles, get three free with free shipping. Call 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-422-1482. Again, that's 1-800-422-1482. 1-800-422-1482.
3-7-1-7-1. That's 303-423-7171.
Be proud. There's something new attached to your name. It used to be Ed Kleben, Class Clown. Then Ed Kleben, Bookstore Employee. But now, it's Ed Kleben, Homeowner. Yeah, that tile by the front door, yours. That light, yours. That really cool built-in thingy in the living room, even though you don't know what it is, it's yours. At Belco Credit Union, we've been totally dedicated to people's financial success for 70 years. And that includes incredible rates on first mortgages to help people like Ed get into the homes they've always wanted. But great rates are only one part of the commitment we have to helping people reach their financial goals. Financial counseling to improve your credit scores and free legal advice are included as part of membership. Ed Kleben Walk Shoveler. Ed Kleben Grass Cutter. Be proud. Be a homeowner. Be the best you possible. Belco Credit Union. Stop by a branch or check out belco.org today. We're easy to join and worth it.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Along with Big Head Todd at 624, 24 minutes after 6. High today, 94 AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the video of the Marine killing Iraqis, which is drawing ire. And once again, too, this is going to be embarrassing for us around the world too, because it's on the internet. And you know what? Proof that we like violence. Proof that we like this kind of stuff. If I gave out the URL, everybody go look for it.
I think they pulled it. It appeared on YouTube, I believe.
Yeah, it's on. It said the video was posted anonymously on YouTube.com's website, but it was removed. But it's still available on CARE's website. That's the Council on American Islamic Relations.
Wonder if that's good for relations.
No, I don't think it is good for relations. And you know, this whole thing is so. You know, at a time when we suffer around this globe, and people have more negative feelings about the United States now than ever before, and to have something like this on the internet, and once again, we don't even know that this guy is, you know, with the Marines. We have no clue. It could be some poser just dressed up as a Marine, but it comes, you know, at a time where the Marines are having this trouble in the town of Haditha. You know, it just speaks about violence and discrimination and violence and racism.
Well, luckily, the government's instituted an ethics course for our servicemen.
Yeah. Is that still going on, do you know?
And I wonder if they're teaching them about nonviolence. You know, Gandhi, Martin Luther King.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think they're trying to teach them how to handle people on the battlefield. 303-713-7600. Got three lines open. Let's go to Randy in Arvada. Randy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hey, you're on.
Yeah, hi, guys. You know, that sounds like a really sick video. You know, I can't believe... I was listening to Randy Rhodes last night, and she was talking about these contractors that work for Halliburton have a video out also of... I guess they're, like, driving down the road, blasting people and...
Oh, yeah, that's been out for a long time, yeah.
I can't believe this stuff seems to be the norm going around, or what? I mean, who's putting this crap out? That's really sick.
I don't have any idea. But somebody must be drawn to this stuff, or there'd be no reason to do it, right?
Yeah, I'm not drawn to it, man. I don't think I could watch it at all. I've just been hearing about you guys talking about it. It's pretty freaky. You know, to think the society, you know, I mean, is so crappy that they would, you know, post this up and that people actually would watch it.
We agree with you, Randy. It's heartbreaking.
It really is, man.
What do you think if somebody's sitting, like, in New Delhi and sees this? What do you think they think of us?
Well, I think that they think that we're a pretty sick society. You know? It's really demonic.
It is demonic. It is. Can you imagine the video where you know, you grab a woman's little sister and you sit there and watch the blood spray from her head? That's what the lyrics are talking about?
Wow. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't think the thing is, I don't think this guy's a Marine, number one. That would be my number one feeling. I think it's some poser sitting somewhere like in Lincoln, Nebraska.
I wouldn't doubt it at all.
But still, it's the idea, though, that it's on the internet. It's just, and people can see it in other countries. Randy,
exactly.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, we'll see you, bye.
Okay.
Thanks, Randy.
All right, let's go to Ken in Denver. Ken, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, good morning.
Hi.
Well, you know, the first thing that comes to mind, as you say, is the authenticity of the video. You know, it could be faked, especially now with computer graphics and everything like that, you know. But, you know, I'd like to address the issue of today being Flag Day, and that the so-called conservatives are running that issue up the flagpole again, the flag flap thing of trying to constitutionally protect the so-called protector, prevent the desecration of the flag.
Yeah, we're trying to ignore it, but go ahead.
Well, my comment is that you can't desecrate a flag because it's not sacred to begin with. It's our national logo. Properly perceived, the flag simply symbolizes the political and national identity of the United States, just like the Mexican flag or Canadian flag. And I have, like, it's not a syllogism, but it's a sequence of five short sentences that I think explains the notion of hiding behind the flag. And it goes, symbol sanctity simply defines idolatry. Flag sanctity is patriotic idolatry, and patriotic idolatry hides hypocrisy. And I think that's how it functions.
Well, let me ask you an important question. Give me four of what you think are the top problems in this country at this time.
Oh, gosh. Well,
all right. Well,
I think the primary problem, I think, is corporate control of our society, and that leads to so many other things, including the immigration thing. The corporations love that.
But all right, but let's single some of these out, okay? Would you say immigration is up there? Would you say Iraq is up there? Would you say the price of gas is up there? Would you say health care is up there?
Oh, wow.
Would you say education's up there?
I wouldn't know how to say which is the first.
All right, the last time that I remember, or the last time that I remember reading about anybody burning a flag was back in 1994. It was a drunk high school kid in Tennessee. Okay, why are we? Okay, we have this video out that was on the internet of some guy dressed up as a Marine, where somebody sitting in Kuala Lumpur can see this and get an impression of America, and they're going to get together, and with all of these things that are going on and all of these problems that we have, and we're going to debate something that happens, what, once every 10 years maybe, if we're lucky?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, that's the stupidity of this Congress.
Well, I guess it's, what do they call them, wedge issues or hot-button issues, where they bring out the the so-called patriotic citizens who want to protect the flag and get their base out. And also, it's just sort of a distraction because they're so at a loss about how to handle the real problems in our society.
Well, I brought this up before, whether you think these wedge issues will work, whether you think it'll help them in November or not.
Well, you know, I think at a certain point their tricks won't work anymore. And the old notion of, you know, crying wolf, in a sense, like, oh, my God, they're going to go for the flag. But, you know, in a way, I hope they protect it. By the way, Ken Salazar believes that the flag, they can craft some sort of tightly constrained legislation that would allow protection of the flag, which is, to me, just pandering to the so-called right wing. I'm surprised it is. I mean to go down to his office and make a presentation. But if they do, and I wish they would, I wish they would surprise everybody and pass that amendment. I'm sure the Supreme Court, even with the way it's constructed now, would throw it away.
You know what? We would have to see. Ken, thanks, man. Appreciate
sure.
the
thanks,
call.
Ken.
All right, four open lines, 303-713-7600. We're talking about this Marine video. And if it is a Marine video, I shouldn't even call it that. The executive director of the Nawad Awad, who is the executive director of the Council on American Islamic Relations, said that in light of recent allegations of atrocities committed by Marines in Haditha and other towns in Iraq, the video should be investigated by the Pentagon and Congress. The inappropriate actions of a few individuals should not be allowed to tarnish the reputation of American military personnel.
It is a few individuals, and I think it's unfortunate. We can't judge our whole society by this video.
No, but you know something? Why at crucial times like this, why does stuff like this appear?
Why did Haditha appear at crucial times like this?
Yeah, I think that's also a good question. Three lines are open at 303-713-7600, 632, 28 minutes away from 7 o'clock here with Jay and Todd. And Amelia.
Good morning.
The video is disgusting, isn't it, Amelia?
Yeah, it is. And you know, Todd, what you just said about how you can't judge our whole society by this video, you know, we can, but other people definitely will when this gets around. And it already has.
Yeah. That's a good point.
It's really unfortunate.
Yeah, it is unfortunate. I often wonder, do you think we really care? I mean, do you think the average American really gives any thought or really cares about what other people think about us?
No, I think that...
Or are we just too self-centered?
Yeah, and I think that people in America think that they're pretty invincible. Because we've never seen real... I don't know, there's no real threat in our daily lives, you know?
And then the whole deal is, then we're shocked when we find out there are people in the world who don't like us.
Right, right. Well, I think that's why, you know, 9/11 came as such a surprise. No one ever expected that could ever happen to us.
Yep.
Yeah, how true. All right, Amelia, what's up with the traffic?
All right, we do have a couple problems this morning. Guys, taking a look first at westbound I-70 just west of Ward Road. Got a single car accident. In fact, it's a rollover with debris on the highway, so you will find just a few delays here, but really not much to speak of. Outside of that, the normal drive is rolling into place. Southbound 25 is jamming up between 100 and 4th Avenue, and again from 84th and south of here, you will find just a little bit of slowing on your approach to downtown Denver. Now, the turnpike heading eastbound is thick from Federal to I-25, and eastbound lanes of I-70 are now thick between 25 and Brighton Boulevard. Today's forecast calls for a high of 101 degrees. Currently, we're at 71 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The Colorado Renaissance Festival, celebrating 30 years of magic. Enjoy the fantasy, nights.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
American Muscle Machines. My brethren, Cuda, Goat, Firebird, and I roam the world seeking professionals to keep us in top condition. Today, we attack a secret fortress that stocks the oils and fluids we hero cars require. Plus jacks, hoists, heavy lifting gear, and all with a super strong 5% low price guarantee. Now ready to intercept the parts store parking lots? Transmit the passcode. We got it.
Checker has great gifts for dads and grads, like personal CD players, twin-hook steering wheel locks, and 10-inch high-powered subwoofers for the car. Your choice, just $12.99 each. A new Pro X1 20.4-volt half-inch cordless drill driver is just $29.99. Or how about a Checker gift card, available in any amount? Need a great guy gift? We got it.
Maintain those massive muscles. You know where to go.
Checker Auto Parts.
Thanks to Lowe's, there's never been a better time to build a deck than right now. Hurry in for new low prices on select treated lumber. Get a $50 gift card by mail-in rebate when you purchase over $500 worth of Choice Deck composite decking. Get 10% off all decking components and patio furniture. All gas grills are also 10% off. Plus, get free propane exchange and assembly. Use your Lowe's consumer credit card and ask for 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, June 14th through July 9th. Offers may vary. See store for details. For the deck you've always wanted, hurry to Lowe's. Let's build something together.
Put your right arm in, put your right arm out, put your left leg in, and spray Copper Tone about.
This summer, the coolest way to put on sunscreen is with Clear Copper Tone Continuous Spray. There's no mess, no rubbing in, and you can even spray at any angle for hard-to-reach places.
You turn it upside down, and you spray it all about.
Nothing's easier or faster than Copper Tone for you or your family.
Copper Tone's what it's all about.
Get Copper Tone Continuous Spray. The only way to spray. Use as directed.
Watching the sunrise with someone who doesn't get a tax break. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 637, 37 minutes past the hour. High today could be in the hundreds, 101. Is that what Amelia was saying, Todd?
My brain's getting hot already.
I know it. It's hot out there now. It's like in the 70s. It's the Jay and Todd show. We're talking about this video on of this Marine killing Iraqis, which is drawing ire. We don't even know if it's actually a Marine. We don't know who put the video together. They're investigating it. It's quite gruesome, and it was put on YouTube.com's website, but was later removed. And I'm fascinated with the twin idea. The twin idea that, number one, that we like violence in this country, and then the other thing is that we never stop to think about what other people think about us.
You know, I went to Columbine, and so the events there always had a lasting effect on me.
Right.
Now, I was always thinking, you know, if we really cared about being a nonviolent country, if we really wanted to eradicate this type of thing from happening, we would have nonviolent education in our schools. And now we're talking about ethics education for our troops. I mean, everybody should have ethics education, in my opinion. But I think that we are a country fascinated with violence. It's in everything that we touch, practically. And I think it's very confusing and very difficult for us to have a sense of what real violence actually is. And so when we send young people into battle, unfortunately, I think a lot of this is just naturally going to happen. The videos, the haditha, you know, the glorification of killing. And I think it's a big cultural problem. I really do.
I also think we're self-centered on ourselves.
Yeah, we know.
Like, in other words, if some joker, this guy may not even be a Marine Corps guy, puts this thing together, sticks it on the internet, and somebody who's sitting, you know, in France or someplace, or sitting in Qatar or whatever, and sees this and goes, oh, yeah, well, you know, that's America.
Yeah.
And then we're shocked at why people don't particularly care for us.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. We don't care what people care about us. We don't care what how our actions affect the rest of the world. And it just shocks us when, as Amelia said, when something goes down, oh, somebody dislikes us.
Yeah, our number one agenda, our number one agenda is us, right?
Seems that way to me, at least as far as our foreign policy is concerned.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go to the phones. We'll go to Derek on I-80 in Wyoming. Derek, you're on AM760. Good morning.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
I was calling about this, about the video. I haven't seen it personally, just from what I've been hearing from you guys. And I don't really see what's big. You know, I'm not saying it's right that he made the video and everything, but compared to the videos that the enemy and stuff over there has put out, you know, beheading our troops and, or I guess not our troops, but innocent civilians over there and stuff, you know, I don't see what really the big deal is about it.
Well, why don't you stop and think about what you just said? Compared to the videos that they put out over there.
Yeah.
So in other words, don't you think that it would behoove this country and the people in it to be above that kind of radical extremist behavior?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying.
Well, yeah, what?
To cut somebody's head off on tape or on video,
In other words, don't you think it would be better if we refrained from that kind of behavior? So that the enemy would be obvious, not have the situation confused. And if you know, don't you think it would be better if we took a higher moral tone, considering we spend a great deal of our time lecturing other countries on how to conduct their business?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I guess it's wrong that the kid made it. You know, but I'm sure that the guy in New Delhi is not going to be sitting on his computer. Oh, let's go to music videos from OIF. You know?
I don't know. There was a political cartoon that went down in Sweden not long ago that caused outrage in the Islamic world.
Yeah, how do you explain that?
Well, what doesn't cause outrage in the Islamic world?
Well, what do you mean, what doesn't cause outrage in the Islamic world? I mean, what does that, so that like makes it right? Because you think that they're too sensitive? How about this idea? How about us being a little bit more sensitive to what sets them off, particularly if we're in a battle to win hearts and minds from them, which is what we're in a battle. Because you'll never win any kind of a war. You won't win any kind of an occupation. You won't win anything if you don't have the populace on your side. And producing anti-Arab videos is not going to put the populace on your side. And all it takes is for one fanatic to get this video, get a hold of it, and post it on the wrong website, and then the whole Arab world gets it and it becomes explosive.
Okay, well, yeah.
Well, appreciate your open-mindedness. Sounds like you're changing your mind a little bit.
Yeah, are we changing your mind a little bit, Derek?
Yeah, kind of, I guess.
All right.
Okay, cool, man. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Derek.
Thanks, Derek.
Appreciate the call.
Okay.
All right.
See, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we did change his mind. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Here's Vince in Capitol Hill. Vince, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, congratulations, you guys, for changing his mind. That was great.
That was pretty good.
That's kind of nice.
I was going to say,
it beats the heck out of that woman going, calm down, calm down, calm down. that's wonderful. I don't, you know, obviously, like you guys have been saying, and I think that's the most important thing to keep in mind, is you can't make any judgments on this yet because we don't know where it came from.
Right.
You know, the source could be, God only knows, they could have gotten some American-looking guy, you know, in the Taliban that did it. Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, just as an example, I do know that there is a certain, with a lot of these kids, and they, like Todd had mentioned before, they do use kids. They use young kids because they can be molded. They haven't necessarily had all their values, you know, poured cast in iron yet. And they'll take these kids, and they really do have to train them to be kind of callous and kind of not to care very much. Because, you know, if you really have too much empathy for these people, you really can't do your job. And I know that I used to you know, go overseas. I did three tours overseas entertaining our troops, and that was not during wartime. And these guys, you know, it's very intense. I mean, everything they, when they go out and they step jams, they do it, they do everything to the extreme because they really have to. And, you know, so, when you got into that, that situation, you could do, you know, as a matter of fact, you had to. You'd go right, do the very dirtiest jokes you could possibly do. Even the women on the tour would do the most, misogynistic jokes they could possibly do. You know, these guys, everything in their life is to the extreme, and that was not during wartime. So during wartime, you know, I'm sure that that multiplied by, you know, tenfold.
Those are very interesting points.
Yeah, everything's jacked up.
Yeah, it really is jacked up. And, you know, and during the day, and these guys, you know, and that was, like I said, that was in, you know, in Korea and you know, Okinawa and stuff like that, where they weren't under the threat of dying every single moment of their life. So, you know, when these guys cut loose, they really cut loose. And it's sort of like, the gallows humor that goes on with in mortuaries, or the gallows humor.
Oh yeah, with
in surgery.
Yeah, with emergency personnel and police. All right, Vince, thank you, man. Great call. Appreciate
all
the call.
All right, guys.
Take care. Yeah, I wish that you know, I could be like Karl Rove and criticize John Murtha and John Kerry when I myself never went to Vietnam. I don't know what brought that up, but did you hear him do that in New Hampshire?
I didn't.
You know, talking about morals and ethics. You know.
Well, if it comes out of Karl Rove's mouth.
With the first shot, they'll be with you. But then after that, they'll cut and run. How would you know, Carl? What battle have you ever been in? All right, a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. And I haven't had anybody call up yet and answer my question about Americans, about us being self-centered, about us concerned only with our own image to ourselves and not the world.
What would it be like if the roles were reversed and a video came out of the Islamic world? The lighting and the killing of a U.S. citizen.
But we're outraged by all of that.
There would be total outrage.
Right? We're outraged. We were outraged by the Nick Berg video. Remember
yep.
that?
That's right.
We were horrified by that and outraged by it. So where's the outrage now over this whole Marine, this whole fake Marine? And I say fake because we don't know if this guy's real or not. This whole fake Marine video. 6:46, 14 minutes in front of 7, two lines open at 3:03.
It doesn't take a genius to figure out that right now is the time to replace your windows with the Regency Brista window. The news says to expect up to a 70% increase in energy costs. This is Dave Logan. I'm especially glad now that I have the Regency Brista window in my home. Right now, you can win a house full of Regency Brista windows absolutely free. Just log on to bristawindows.com or call 303-233-0833.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
To you motorcycle riders, what time is it? It's more than time you were protected on your insurance claim. Two wheels doesn't mean you deserve less. Two wheels doesn't mean a reduced insurance claim. Less wheels doesn't mean less injuries. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. If you're injured in a motorcycle crash, you need to protect yourself, legally, on your insurance claim. Don't get hurt twice. Once by the injury and again on the insurance claim. After all, it's your life. It's time for accountability. It's time for the people who injure you to accept personal responsibility. And it's time for the insurance claim to reflect that same accountability and personal responsibility. At Bell & Pollock, we handle insurance issues just like these. If you have an insurance question, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock has over 20 years of experience. Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock are the troubleshooter attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice. Find them at troubleshooter.com.
A large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
Isn't it time to treat the world's best dad to America's best menswear? The Joseph A. Bank Father's Day Sale. A huge selection of dress shirts, sports shirts, cotton sweaters, pants and shorts, even golf apparel, $39. Consider year-round executive suits and our famous summer suits, a remarkable $179. Plus, select spring sport coats, only $149. And dress pants, just $89. How about a Joseph A. Bank gift card for Dad? are all luggage. 119. That's all luggage, any size. Regularly $300 to $500. Now $119. Joseph A. Bank. The only place for Father's Day. Now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank. Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center. Flatirons Crossing. Cherry Creek. Englewood. Loveland and Colorado Springs.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you on your way. Available at Best Buy, Circuit City, and other fine retailers. TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
Yeah, my truck doesn't have coverage, but if my boat hit it, will my boat policy pay for the damage to my truck?
That's a real question that was put to the licensed insurance experts at Progressive Direct. When you call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, we'll answer your questions and help you find the policy that best fits you. So whether your question's unique or typical.
Will I get a discount if I insure both my cars with you?
In fact, you will. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations.
Listen this Sunday at 1 p.m. to The Safe Money Show with Troy Hampshire and Troy Cunningham. Learn how to crash-proof your retirement. Protect your investments in the stock market, 401k, and IRAs for the future. Remember to tune in Sunday at 1 p.m. right here.
Fighting for the little guy. It's the big guy, Jay Marvin, on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock, and the high today in dispute. I guess it'll be somewhere in the hundreds probably, right? Or 99? Anyway, the official forecast says 94, but Amelia's got a different figure. Mid-90s. Jay Marvin along with Big Head Todd. It's the Todd and Jay Show Wednesday extravaganza. Good morning, Mr. Head.
Talking about ethics today.
Yeah, we're
like
talking
it.
About this video Marine... this video of this Marine killing Iraqis draws ire. We don't even know if this is a Marine or not. It could be some poser, but it's a pretty bloody video.
If it is a Marine, we're in big trouble.
Yeah, if it's a Marine, we're in huge trouble. Because then once again, this stuff, you know, goes around. And nobody yet has called in to answer my question about this. About whether you, because I honestly feel that we are. I feel like we're self-centered. I feel like we don't care what, we don't spend 5 minutes thinking about what people think around the world about us. And then we can't figure out why they don't like us. And then we're offended by the fact that they don't like us.
What's normally ethical for you and me, for an individual, for some reason when it gets to a national level, it just totally falls apart.
We're not in the mainstream, I don't think, in this regard.
We're
do
not
you?
Seeking friends. We're not seeking goodwill out there in the world.
No, I mean, well, but I don't want people like in third world countries to hate us. And there's so much good in America, and I just wish that people could see the good. In America, I mean, the tsunami relief thing was kind of a good, was not kind of, it was a good thing.
Americans are great people. We have great hearts. We have great moral sensibilities. We just need to learn to vote the right way so that our vote reflects who we are inside.
Yeah, I agree. Here's Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Pat.
Jay.
Yes?
I have so much to say, I think I'm going to blow up.
All right, we'll start. We're ready. We're ready to listen.
First of all, I am disgusted, ashamed. I'm ashamed of this country and the way we're perceived abroad. I'm embarrassed to be an American. Anybody, any American that does not understand this is a global environment we're living in is an idiot. And as far as if this was a Marine, in my opinion, you... I know, have accused me of being a bit off the deep end from time to time. I think he should be held accountable for it. I think the Commandant of the Corps should be held accountable for it. And frankly, this is the way they're trained. They're not trained to be nice people. They're trained to be killers. Let's be real about it. This stems from the White House down, from the chimp in chief right down. The arrogance, the hubris. This screw you attitude, this wanted dead or alive thing. This is the example they've set. They've set our young people to a foreign country to invade, to occupy, basically with no respect for the people that they have just run over.
What happens if it turns out, though, that it's not a Marine, that it's some kid poser in Lincoln, Nebraska?
Well, then, if it is, then I hope and pray they find him. I hope and pray they find
it. But you agree with Todd. If it is a Marine, we're in big trouble.
If it's a Marine, I think we're in big trouble anyway. I think it, this is indicative of a mindset. Haditha wasn't an accident. Come on. This is a mindset. And Marines are trained to kill. Straight up. Not be nice, not hand out candy. They're there to kill. My brother was a Marine, spent time in Vietnam. I've talked to him about how he was trained. Of course, that's many years ago. But no, if you look at this administration, you look at this arrogance, this contempt that they show for the rest of the world, why would we expect anything more from our military people? Why?
Because we do expect more.
Why? You're
because it sets us apart. It's supposed to set us apart.
I think it does. And I look around and I have to tell you, I'm going to learn the Canadian national anthem. I talked to my husband the other night and I said, we got to get out of here. This country's coming unglued, and it just gets worse. Every day it's worse. That Karl Rove, that little fat person making the speech he made.
Yeah, when he was never in battle.
He dodged the draft. He's another one of these little weasel chicken hawks. But this is the example. I listened to that kid from Wyoming. Oh, my God. He said it, Jay. It was right there. You couldn't mistake it. Oh, but they're cutting people's heads off. You know something, Jay? Here's the real truth. If this were a situation in reverse and they were here, you don't think every one of us would do everything we could do to disable them? I mean, come on.
All right. All right, Pat. We love you.
Talk to you later.
Thanks,
thank
Pat.
You.
Bye-bye.
All right, here's Dan, who says that he's angry at Pat. Dan, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Yeah, you got me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. I served over there for 2.5 years. There were a couple of things. You know, I befriended a lot of the Arabs over there because, like I mentioned before, I didn't hang out with the military guys. I wanted to learn who they were like and everything. But on her point, saying that the Marines were trained to be killers, the Marines are probably our best ambassadors overseas because they're very disciplined. I feel, if you look at it, they probably cause less, friendly fire casualties than the Army or the Air Force. Because that's the majority of the friendly fire or the collateral.
Yeah, but that whole Haditha thing, man, revolves around Marines. This video revolves around an alleged Marine.
Well, that's true. Some military people are very bad ambassadors over there. Because like you said, one of the Arabs told me, he says the reason why a lot of them don't like us, they respect America as a whole because of what we've done, how we became, independence from Britain and became a superpower. But we take it for granted. We don't appreciate it for what we have. That's one of the things that they despise, because you got countries that have nothing, so what they have for little, they appreciate it more. But we take things like our cars, our houses, our jobs, high-paying jobs. We take it all for granted. We don't appreciate it, like a lot of other people do in their country. You get a lot of people from their countries that come over here. They really appreciate what they have over here compared to what they have in their own country.
Well, living in the third world country is an extremely rough experience.
Right.
Well, I'm going to agree with you, Dan, on one thing. I'm probably going to get in trouble with Jay, but I agree that I think that all Marines, it's wrong for us to blame Marines or the military in general for what a few people have gone astray. And I have some of my best friends are Marines, and I agree with you. Many of them are our best
enemies. You're not going to get in trouble. I agree with that.
And so I think that's an important point to be.
All right. We got a break. We got to get some news, and we're going to come back and talk about the president in Iraq with Todd and Jay on AM 7.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commissioned loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Envisioned for the past 25 years. Call 303-C-2020. That's 303-C-2020. It's the only way to see.
AM 760, Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760, AKZN, 410 Denver Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Jim Chemby. President Bush has returned from Iraq. A red-eye flight on Air Force One had arrived back about 3 a.m. He's up and at him already for a news conference, which is scheduled to begin in just about 45 minutes. Let's go live to CBS News. White House correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, what's up?
Forget about jet lag, Jim. The president's looking for momentum for his Iraq policy following the formation of the new government and the recent death of the top terror leader. Look for optimism about the emerging Iraqi leadership along with more challenges ahead.
Iraqis themselves are going to have to contain that violence.
That's White House Counselor Dan Bartlett also telling CBS News this morning every bad element in the Middle East is out to undermine the new Iraqi leadership. The president will elaborate within the hour, Jim.
Operation Forward Together has already been launched in Baghdad. It's a security crackdown that will ultimately involve tens of thousands of Iraqi troops and police aimed at reducing violence in the capital. Correspondent Lee Cowan.
There is no timetable for this new security operation, which also includes a dusk-to-dawn curfew that's longer than it's been in the past. But there is some concern here that because so many of these operations are taking place in Sunni neighborhoods, it could be perceived by some that they're targeting Sunnis rather than protecting them.
Today there were demonstrations staged by supporters of radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, but it wasn't about the security crackdown. Rather, they were protesting the continued U.S. presence in Iraq. A House subcommittee today begins looking at Hurricane Katrina fraud. A General Accounting Office report suggests nearly $1.5 billion meant for Katrina relief was misspent, either by FEMA or the intended recipients. Correspondent Cheryl Atkinson.
The one that really takes the cake, there is a Texas man who has just been indicted because prosecutors say he applied for 18 different applications, got $36,000, and used it for a sex change operation.
The report found up to 25 cents of every taxpayer dollar spent on Katrina aid did not go for relief assistance. Disney and kids, they go together even when it comes to cell phones. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter King in Orlando for the story.
Well, it's a kid and parent-friendly cell service that lets parents set spending limits and send out alerts when a child maxes out on minutes, text messages, pictures, downloads. It even lets mom and dad set times when kids can and can't use the phone. It blocks children from sending messages unless they respond to waiting family messages first. And there's a GPS so parents always know where their kids or at least where their phones are. Live in Orlando, Peter King, CBS News.
An all-day operation getting underway right about now at Children's Hospital in L.A. Doctors separating conjoined twin girls. Dr. James Stein.
The separation will entail separating the girls who are joined from the breastbone down through the pelvis and everything in between.
Consumer prices up 0.4%, third straight month. That's according to the Labor Department's Consumer Price Index. And right now, S&P futures are up a point. This is CBS News.
The following is a message from Pfizer.
Dr. Drew Pinsky here on a subject most guys would rather ignore, erectile dysfunction. Believe it or not, nearly half of all guys over 40, and some even younger, have ED. If your sex life leaves something to be desired, even part of the time, do something about it. To learn more about ED and how to treat it, talk to your doctor or visit justasktoday.com. Do it for you and your partner.
The Goodyear Calling All Cars Tire Sale is right up my alley because I'm a car. Hey, I'm driving here. And since cars need pampering, I'm revved up about all the great deals on popular Goodyear tires. Plus, with a qualifying purchase, I can get my treads tapping with a limited edition Cars original soundtrack and up to a $100 Goodyear cash card. The Goodyear Calling All Cars Tire Sale makes me happy to be a car.
See Disney and Pixar's Cars in theaters June 9th. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details and the participating retailer near you. Sale and mail-in offers end June 17th. Restrictions apply.
This hour is brought to you by McStain Homes.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. Governor Owens is threatening to call a special legislative session unless the Colorado Supreme Court reverses its decision to throw out a ballot measure, one that would have asked voters to deny most state services to illegal immigrants.
The court's decision was inconsistent, and yes, I even believe it was arrogant.
Owens is giving the high court a deadline of 2 weeks before he takes action. You may be able to start spending some mountain money today. That's because Colorado's commemorative state quarter is officially being released today. The Denver Mint will produce 575 to 650 million of the special Colorado quarters during the next 10 weeks. Flirting with another record, 99 degrees is the record high temp set in 1994. We could hit that again, maybe even top it. We tied yesterday's record in Denver when it hit 99 at DIA. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Kathy. This morning's drive has a new problem spot, and it lies across northbound 25 just after Park Avenue. We now have a two-car crash on the right-hand shoulder with minor jamming in the area. Your northbound commute is actually in pretty good shape. It's the southbounders that do have the heaviest drive of all. That slowing begins up on the north end between 104th Avenue and 84th. You'll get a slight break from here down towards I-70, but at this point you will settle in down to Spear and once again between Alameda and the Broadway Bridge. Across I-70, eastbounders are now thick between I-25 and Brighton Boulevard, and 225 is also a heavy drive in Aurora. Northbounders are jammed up between Parker Road and Mississippi, and southbounders are thick between 6th Avenue and Alameda, and once again between Yosemite and I-25. Today's forecast is going to be a hot one. We're calling for highs up around 101 degrees. Currently, we're at 71 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Six Flags Elitch Garden celebrates 45 years with the arrival of the Justice League, plus two new shows, The Amazing Acrobats of China.
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just a buck a spot with no long-term contracts. Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial. commercial when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
The government, which hopefully will last for the remaining of 3.5 years, and at the same time, this government is going through a huge campaign of pacifying Baghdad and putting an end to all kind of insurgency in Baghdad, trying to put an end to insurgency in Baghdad and the armed militias in Iraq, the start of wiping off the armed militias in Baghdad and surrounding areas. So it's at a very appropriate moment. It came this visit.
Do you think they'll be able to get the government will be able to pacify Baghdad?
Yeah, it is not the first time that the government of Iraq is trying to put an end to the arms militias in Baghdad and the armed people and the insurgency in Baghdad. It has been done 2 years ago, but now and there was always enough soldiers and policemen in Baghdad, but they were relaxed and they didn't take their duties seriously. Now, for the first time today, hopefully that they are going to take their job seriously, and they are going to try to implement this disarming of some people and having the city pacified. If they continue doing that in the future, that would be a big step.
So, sir, you see some optimism in the current events.
Absolutely.
Well, that's encouraging.
Yeah. The thing there is that Mr. al-Maliki, the Prime Minister, should try to show himself not as the leader of al-Dawah party, but he should try to show himself as a leader of Iraq, of the whole Iraqi nation, of the Sunni, of the Shia, of the Kurds, of everybody in Iraq.
Do you think he'll be able to do that?
Yeah, well, that's the expectation. And he seems to be a tough man, and he talks tough in his public statements. And it's not an easy job, because even inside the Shia coalition, which is in the government, there are rivalry, and they don't go along with each other that easily. And the Sunnis, they have their own difficulties with the government. So he has to prove that he is tough, that he is at the same time just, and at the same time that he is a first-hand statesman for the whole nation of Iraq.
You still have a family there. What's daily life in Baghdad and daily life in Iraq? What's it like?
It's very hard, you know. It's very hard, really. I talk to my family and my friends in Baghdad, and it's not that much for them what's going on in the Green Zone and Maliki's government and so on. But what they complain about is the daily lack of services. There's no electricity, there's no water, there's always shooting. One of them, they said to me, I'm talking to you by telephone now, and all kind of bullets and explosions there in the area, and I don't know who's going to knock our door or break our door and coming to kill us, to kidnap us, to rob us, and so on. So people, they are very concerned about their daily life, and preserve their lives. Some of them don't dare going out because of the shooting and security in the city.
Mr. Bowery, we've been talking a little bit here in America about setting a date for the withdrawal of American troops. Do you think that's a constructive discussion to have?
Well, it is a constructive discussion to have. I mean, the Americans, they are not supposed to stay there forever, and the Iraqis, they don't want them to stay forever because, you know, nobody wants to have an occupation force inside this country. But speaking reasonably, the Americans should stay until the Iraqi government is capable of securing the country or being able to say that they can secure the country in an appropriate way, and then the Americans should leave.
Yeah, how long do you think, though, that that's going to take? How long is that going to be? Do you have any idea?
Well, I don't have any idea, but everybody is just sitting and waiting for the new government to start doing something. This new government in Baghdad is supposed to be a government national unity. That means the Sunnis, the Shia Kurds, the Shia, everybody should cooperate with this government and should cooperate with each other. If these elements, they will be implemented, and if they will be the army and the police force would take their duty seriously and pacified the rest of the country and wipe off the rest of terrorism and insurgents. This could be done, but it is not an easy job. It would be a difficult job, but a job that should be done. And I think that the Prime Minister in Baghdad has said that he is going to try to do that.
So we have a little bit of momentum, a little bit of positive momentum happening now.
Yes, absolutely. There are 3-4 signs in the last 3-4 weeks since the new government was built that there is some kind of an opening in the political atmosphere in Iraq, and we are walking in the right direction.
7:14, 14 minutes after 7 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Louis Barry with us. He is the adjunct scholar at the Policy Center at the Middle East Institute. But, you know, in this country, we've been fed a lot, told that every event that happens there is some kind of tipping point, some kind of turning point, that we're finally turning a corner, Is this going to be another one of these events where we're told that, well, we've got momentum and we're going to turn the corner and then we just don't turn the corner? In other words, how is this government going to deal with the armed militias, the rampant violence, the criminal activity, the thugs that are running around in and around Baghdad and in Iraq? How are they going to be able to deal with that without American help?
Yeah, see, first of all, this is the first permanent government in Iraq. All the other governments which had been ruling Iraq before, they were transitional government or temporary government, and they didn't have enough time. A few months only, there's a referendum, then a few months after that, there's some kind of elections, and there's another elections, and temporary this, temporary that. This is the first time that we are having a permanent government, and a government that is supposed to last for 4 years until the new elections. So they have some time to implement what they want to implement without preparing for new elections and the new ministers. They don't know if they are going to stay for or not. Now the ministers, they know that they are going to stay in their chairs. They are going to stay to keep their jobs for a while, and they can start implementing things. Everything depends on the goodwill, and everything depends on how devoted these people in the cabinet and the leadership to the cause of Iraq. If they would continue to have the small pickering and small rivalries between them, each one of them trying to score points on the other, and this and that, they would not be able to do something. But if they work together, and if people in the United States would tell them to work together, as the president told them yesterday, this will help put the government in the new direction and help the government achieve security in Iraq, which is the first priority.
Do you think for instance, radical cleric like
Muqtada al-Sadr?
Yeah. Do you think he'll just disarm?
No, he will not disarm. That's easily. But they have to talk to him. He doesn't want to disarm because Al-Hakim, the Sirri people, the Supreme Council of the Islamic Revolution in Iraq group has their arms, their militias, and the Kurds, they have their Peshmerga, their own militias. So he would say, why don't you disarm the others? And the others would say, why don't they disarm the Kurds? And the Kurds would say, why don't they disarm this thing and that thing? So that's where the person of the Prime Minister and the rest of the cabinets, if they are devoted to what they do, as a collective body, but not as representatives only of their parties and the small interest of their parties, they can probably collectively achieve something. It is difficult, but could be done. Sadr himself has three people in the cabinet, three ministers, and he is part of the cabinet, and they can go to him and ask him to do that. It's not impossible job. Let's just say it's difficult, but it is not an impossible job.
All right, Mr. Bowery, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for being on the program this morning. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure, sir.
All right, there's Louis Bahari. He's the adjunct scholar at Public Policy Center at the Middle East Institute. That's Middle East Institute.org.
He had some hopeful remarks.
Yeah, I don't see this radical cleric giving up his arms and just turning his militia over.
Well, neither does Mr. Bowery.
But
he seems to think that the permanent government there has a chance to pull the country together.
I hope they can do it because I just want our people to come home.
Hallelujah, we all do.
Yeah, for sure. 7:18, 18 minutes after 7, Jay and Todd here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Coming up, it's Flag Day here in the United States of America.
Woo!
What is it about the left that we just don't seem to own the flag? And when was the last time you stood up at a ball game during the Star Spangled Banner? The right wing seems to own the flag. We don't seem to own it. We've talked about this before. Why is it that we on the left just don't seem to own the flag and are not associated with the flag? And how many of us actually even have flag decals on our...
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports the station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
The 2006 Summer of Stars and Coors Light Live welcomes Brad Paisley, Friday, June 23rd at Coors Amphitheater.
Got you in trouble in high school.
Country music superstar Brad Paisley shines with energy. His amazing prowess on guitar and up-tempo hits provide a perfect night under the stars. Brad Paisley with special guest Sarah Evans. An amazing voice and talent that will light up the stage. Rising star Eric Church joins the fun along with Flappin' Jacks and the Railbenders. It's a country music jamboree not to be missed. Brad Paisley, joined by Sarah Evans, Eric Church, and more.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com.
Just another tip to the guy at the ice cream shop.
Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Can't get a reservation.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Colorado Springs.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. In a global economy, you got to know how to swim.
You got to swim in deep financial waters these days. Everybody's pushing more responsibility on the people who are less economically responsible. The number one cause for divorce in America today is money.
Lord have mercy.
If you or your children want or need a lesson in financial literacy, we're here to help. Online and on the ground nationwide. Call us at 877-592-HOPE.
What tobacco issues are important to you?
I do not want my kids to smoke.
Last night, Sarah went to PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
I knew I needed a few tips on what to say and how to say it if my message was going to sink in.
If you're a parent who'd like help starting the conversation with your kids about not smoking and handling peer pressure, expert advice and information is available online. Find out more. Visit PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in celebrating the GLBT community at the 2006 Pride Fest Denver. Join us at Civic Center Park on Saturday, June 24th for Family Field Day with events for adults, children, and pets. On Sunday, June 25th, the festivities start at Cheeseman Park with the Pride Fest Parade and ending at Civic Center Park with a festival and rally. For more information on the weekend's events, log on to am760.net. Celebrate Pride, not prejudice, with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes after 7 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. High today 94, mostly sunny skies. It's the Jay and Todd Show. Jay Marvin and the Big Head Todd. And we're here with you. And it's Flag Day today. And have you ever noticed that the left, or maybe this is a manufactured talking point by the right, that we on the left, progressives, liberals, seem to have some kind of aversion to flying the flag? That how many of us today will fly the flag? How many of us actually have flags on our decals on our cars? And I've often advocated that we should have like a bumper sticker that says, for instance, "Vote Democratic, damn it," with a flag in the middle of it.
Unfortunately, it seems as if the right has usurped the flag as a symbol.
Doesn't it seem that way?
It absolutely does. And maybe some of the others on the left are more fair weather fans, or maybe the flag has sort of represented more of our failures in foreign policy than anything else. But I think that we need to take it back. We need to show that we're patriots and matriots and that we love this country and that the flag is our symbol, too.
Like in a ball game, for instance, when they play the Star Spangled Banner, do you sing it?
I've sung it before, yeah, you bet. I'll stand up and sing it. Absolutely. Do you?
I try, but I'm not very good at it.
You don't know all the words?
No.
Very few people do.
Put your hand over your heart when you do. Do you feel funny when you say the Pledge of Allegiance?
I have a harder time with the Pledge of Allegiance because it invokes religion.
One nation under God.
Yes, sir.
Well, God could be anybody's God. Could be Buddha.
Buddha doesn't have a God.
See, you know more about that stuff than I do.
Yeah.
So you have to correct me.
I think that part of it's always troubled me a little bit.
But the act of showing patriotism and the act of
caring for my community and my
flag doesn't bother you.
Men. No, absolutely not.
All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to the phones, and we go to Phil in Denver. Phil, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
You guys are doing a great job. You seem to have a good synergy together.
Thanks,
we do.
Phil.
We have good chemistry together. You're right about that.
Hey, my comment is a simple one. I think the flag has been usurped or used as a marketing tool, and it's incorrigible, but it's used as a marketing tool to rally support for a war that it's been used in this way to use as a marketing tool, basically, try to get people. And so those people, since the left seems to be against the war largely. They're therefore unpatriotic, and the association with patriotism and the flag is obvious.
So maybe we should start a movement to take the flag back.
Well, how to take the flag back? I think you've got to do the same. If you're going to use the flag in the way it was designed, or the way it was envisioned, by the people that started the country, make the good arguments and associate those good arguments with the flag. Just like it's been taken away, you can bring it back and actually strengthen your argument.
I like your style.
Association.
Are we scared of patriotism? You think people on the left are scared of patriotism?
Well, I think the people on the left have been sullied or stained by the thinking that they have to get behind the war, and they don't have to do.
I'm just talking about patriotism in general.
Patriotism in general in this country.
Are we embarrassed or set back by overt displays of patriotism?
I don't think so. I don't believe so. I think patriotism is a healthy thing. If the country unites, patriotism may be the thing, the glue that binds the country. Maybe it's exactly what we need.
All right, Phil. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
All right. Bye, guys.
It's interesting how the flag has been used as a symbol of war. You know, you watch the Colbert Report.
Right.
You know, that's kind of mocking that whole thing about Fox News and how they've sort of taken the flag with all the eagles, and it's sort of been joined with the idea of the glory of war, I think.
We've let the right, though, take the flag from us.
Yeah, what Phil was saying was a great point, that it's intended to be a symbol of unity, and maybe we should make it a symbol of all our good ideas, our good arguments.
Yeah, well, I think maybe we should, but you know what? I see very few progressive or liberal people who ever have American flag decals on their cars.
I don't have one.
I don't have one. I've thought many times about getting one.
Yeah, I might think about getting one. I think
I want to design a bumper sticker, though, with a progressive slogan on it that has an American flag on it.
I think you'll sell some. Or we'll give some away.
Or give them away or something. Or, you know, the radio station ought to do it, like AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's our flag, too, damn it, with a picture of our, you know, with an American flag on it.
That's a great idea, Jay. Let's do it.
Aren't we just as much Americans as the rest?
It seems to me that we are.
But we have some kind of bashfulness about, or some kind of reserved feeling about flying the flag.
I think that we'll find a lot of progressives out there who are happy to get behind the flag. I think there are many. You know, when that
how many do you think are flying the flag today at their house?
22%. How's that?
You can't say 22%.
Versus 53% of the conservative right.
I would say 98% are not.
Okay, you're probably closer to me than me. Flying the flag at the house is not in vogue these days, is it?
All right. Flag decals on bumpers. Flag decals on bumpers of automobiles or in windows.
I'll stick to my 23%. I'll be right on that one.
I'll say 80% of the progressive liberal movement does not.
Yeah, we're saying the same thing. We're off bet. We differ by three percentage points.
Okay, Amelia.
Hate it.
You hate it?
Hate it.
Hate what? Hate the flag?
No, I don't hate the flag. I hate the bumper stickers. I hate the T-shirts with the flags. I hate the...
Why?
I don't know. It just bothers me.
Okay, see, now Amelia's a good point of what I'm talking about. Why does it bother you, Amelia?
I don't know. I just don't see the point. It's like someone has to put it on their car to say, I support America. I love the flag. Well, of course you do. I mean, it's inherent, I think.
So in other words, if you have to say it, you don't really mean it.
I think it's, to a point. Can I share a funny story with you guys about the Pledge of Allegiance?
Sure, go ahead.
When I was younger, I used to think that the Pledge of Allegiance was, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America for Richard Stans, instead of for which it stands. And my mom will tell the story if you meet her. She'll tell you about the time that I came home from school and asked who Richard Stans was.
Well, that's like, you know, that's along the line of rock songs where you don't totally know the lyrics or you don't totally understand the lyrics, so you make up your own.
Right.
Right? So people do that all the time, don't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, Todd doesn't like that. He's giving me this look.
Well, it happens all the time, yeah.
Does it happen with any of your songs?
He's giving me this look. I have never made up any lyrics to a Big Head Todd song.
I've never sat there
and gone, Sister Sweetly. I haven't never done that, man. Do we hit a nerve with you, Mr. Moore?
Oh, absolutely not. It's very funny. I see people do it all the time. I mean, I watch people mouth the wrong words every day, every night.
Not
Isn't
us.
It flattering that they're trying, though?
Yeah, it is. It is flattering.
All right. That's right. They're trying to sing along. All right. We'll get the forecast. We'll get the traffic. And then we'll take calls about this whole flag thing coming up here at 7:32. Oh, who is this, Elvis?
You bet the king, baby.
The king.
Happy Flag Day.
Of all the fruited, donated plains. Oh, Sick and All, and Dr. Nick and All, a to tell my fat gullet. Oh, God, I was in Memphis when Elvis died. Brotherhood. Right.
That's nice. The King singing God Bless America.
God Bless America.
Bless America, yeah. America, that's right.
See? America's beautiful.
Boy, our patriotism is being taken to task.
It is. We're being embarrassed here. Okay, let's leave this on, and Amelia can do the traffic over it.
Okay, thanks, guys. We do have new trouble at Grouse Southbound 25 this morning, right at Park Avenue. Got an ambulance dealing with a medical emergency on the highway. It's currently blocking up that right-hand lane with backups all the way back to I-76. Across I-70, westbounders are now jamming up between 225 and 270, and the eastbound lanes of I-70 are also thick between 25 and Brighton Boulevard. As you make your way across the turnpike eastbound, watch for that slowdown on the approach to I-25 coming across Federal, and C-470 is also running heavy eastbound right at Wadsworth. Today's forecast is going to be a hot one. We're calling for highs up around 101 degrees, and currently we're at 74 degrees in Denver. I feel like I should be standing up while I do it.
Come on, Amelia. Come on, Amelia.
Amelia Earhart, AM 760, progressive traffic.
Branson School Online is proud to offer educational choice to parents and students. Branson is Colorado's first K-12 public school offered at no charge. The curriculum is accessible anytime and anywhere there is internet. Learn more at BransonSchoolOnline.com. Plug in, turn on, go to school.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, three buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. Two little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit SearchDogFoundation.org. Made possible by SearchDog USA.
7:35, 25 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Finding reliable people to do work on your house, it's easier than you think it is. Let me tell you about a great company that you can trust, XL Roofing. Their number is 303-761-6400. Now, these guys get it. XL doesn't ask for any money until the job is done and you're happy. And that's why all the contractors should operate this way. I mean, they should all do this. You know, no money up front until you're happy with the job. And it's hard to get ripped off when you don't give that hard-earned cash up front. Now, these guys offer some very progressive products like shingles that absorb less heat. These shingles will help reduce the heat island effect in our community and will keep your house cooler in the summer, which, boy, with temperatures like today, you really need. How about a solar-powered attic fan or a solar tube that provides free light in your house? When Tom Martino needed to get his roof done, he went to XL, and you know that if he uses XL, you know that they do it right. So get off your half moons, call XL, 303-761-6400, or go to their website, XLRoofing.com. Remember, no cash up front until the job is done.
Need the help of a personal injury lawyer? You want a progressive trial lawyer who can fight the insurance companies. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station.
Call the law offices of Mike Turner at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
This computer is driving me crazy.
Relax. Save your sanity. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Don't spend a fortune getting your computer fixed. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and make your computer run like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or go to pc-answers.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Enjoy a romantic dinner for two for just $59. Where? At the Broca Restaurant downtown. Includes the shrimp bowl salad, prime rib or Alaskan salmon, dessert, and even a bottle of wine. All for just $59 for both of you. Make reservations today at the Broca Restaurant in downtown Denver.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin. And then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:37. 37 minutes past the hour. High today could be up to 101. The Jay and Todd Show, Jay Marvin and Big Head Todd Parkmore.
Rocking out patriotism.
That's right. We're talking about the flag. It's a flag day. And why it is that the right seems to own the flag, and why we seem to be abashed about this whole thing about the flag. And let's go to Ronnie in Denver. Ronnie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Ronnie.
Hey, Ronnie, from All American Folk. What's up, man?
Howdy, boys. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Ronnie.
The flag thing. I fly a flag at my house every day. It hangs off the side of the porch. It's even done properly where it's lit 24 hours a day.
Oh, wow.
I have two flag stickers on my car. I sell them at the store. I can't keep enough of them. I think that it's a preconceived manufactured deal with the right. The left could be a little reluctant because the right are such fools about the flag. They'll wave it whenever it's convenient for them, whether it's an abortion rally or whatever. Maybe nothing to really do with the flag or freedom or what we really do here in America. But, you know, I've got two stickers on my car, and my back bumper has about four bumper stickers, and the American flag is the center point. I've got an American flag right next to my F. Bush bumper sticker. And then on the other side of that, it says Veterans for Carry. So, you know, nobody gives me any grief. They go, that guy's got his veteran sticker.
And you say at your store you sell a lot of these American flag decals?
Yeah, I can't keep enough. I'm out right now. I that's what I'm saying. I've even got flags, vinyl flags that I sell for people that want to put them next to their campaign signs out in the yard.
So is this a myth? Do you think that the progressives and that the left are not as patriotic as the right?
I don't know if we're. I don't think we are less patriotic one bit. I think we're right there. We love our country. I feel like I'm a patriot. I feel like you guys are. You may be a little put off by putting the flag on. I think you probably are, since you don't have it on display somewhere. You're probably a little put off because I think of the way other people act around the flag.
You know, patriotism is not the right word. I use the wrong word. I'm talking about the progressives or liberals. Bashfulness about the flag. And the only reason I haven't put a flag decal on my car is I guess I just haven't found one yet. I guess I have to come to your store when you get some more.
That's the deal. Let me tell you a couple things I'm working on. I'm working on a joint fundraiser for Angie Piccioni and Bill Winter at my store this summer.
Oh, good for you.
See if we can shake loose some of this Denver money to get those people elected. Also, I'm a gearhead. I'm working on an E85 ethanol deal that I can call in and chat to your gearheads about. I don't know how many motorheads you got listening daily, but we're going to find out because we're going to shake them loose when I get my facts together on ethanol. But
cool.
It's a great deal, this ethanol thing. Anyway, back to the flag. I think we're a little reluctant to do it because we're embarrassed the way the right wing does it, like Amelia said, with the T-shirts and these stickers that says these colors don't run and things like that. I think we get a little reluctant to do the flag. But, you know, watching my NASCAR races and the Indy 500, I thought I was going to have a heart attack when they do the national anthem at the Indy 500. The pomp and ceremony of it, the jets flying over, I get teary-eyed with it.
All right, fair enough. Hey, plug the address of your store.
10 South Broadway. It's at Ellsworth. It's a block south of First Avenue, right on Broadway.
All right,
Broadway and Ellsworth.
Call me when those flag decals come in.
I'll do it, baby.
Okay, talk to you, Ronnie.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Well, he says he sells out of them.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny because a flag is just, it's a symbol. And all symbols sort of shift meanings from period to period. And it seems like I've gone through periods in my life where, even pretty recently, where my patriotism was waning, when I felt like some of our callers do, embarrassed, and the flag to me became a symbol of arrogance, self-centeredness.
Yeah.
But you know who resurrected my patriotism, or my matriotism, or whatever you want to call it? Walt Whitman.
Walt Whitman's great, yeah.
And he is able to...
Leaves of grass.
Yeah. And what makes America great is this is the country where the president tips his hat to the people. And there's some things that have come up in my life again and again that have made me really look twice at how great America is.
This is a great country, but those of us that are, and maybe it's just me, you know, maybe it's my perception that we have a bashfulness about the flag.
There's no doubt that you do. I mean, like I said, it's kind of like being a fair-weather fan. I'm a fair-weather Bronco fan. When they lose, you're not going to see any Bronco garb on me.
Really?
So maybe when we have an administration that airs as grievously as ours does, maybe that's part of our bashfulness. I don't know.
You think so? Or is it a holdover for those of us that are in our 50s? Is it a holdover from the 60s?
What do you mean, holdover from the 60s?
Where?
All the radical stuff you got.
All the radical stuff that went on, and the only people that you saw with American flags were, you know, people who were extremely right-wing and construction, right-wing construction workers and people like that, and the counterculture didn't fly the American flag, and we didn't go through all of that stuff in the 60s.
Well, isn't that part of a more of a broader vision, though, kind of world peace and identifying with all the people of the world and putting our interests with everybody? And isn't that kind of what you guys were about?
Yeah, and about a rejection of nationalism.
Yeah.
And nationalism can be a dangerous thing, but you got to have some of it, don't you think?
I think it can be useful for us today because we need to come together on the things that matter to America and to the world. So I think a certain amount of nationalism, a certain amount of civic pride, love of community can be very useful, yes.
All right, we'll take more calls coming up, 744, 16 minutes in front of 8, a.m. 760.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crusty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crusty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
You can shmush a tomato into your nose. You can shmush sand between your toes. You can shmush your tube of toothpaste. Or shmush some wine around your buds of taste. You can shmush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can shmush an orange into juice. And you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to shmush by far is when you go and shmush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You shmush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free schmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational schmushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE.
Mr. Sloan.
Oh. He said, I understand you went on one of them USO tours. I said, yeah, it was great. He said, well, I was supposed to go, but I didn't. And I said, well, why didn't you go? He said, well, I thought it might be too dangerous.
I said, weren't you friggin' Rambo?
Al Franken. On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Thanks for that tailor you gave me.
I'm glad you liked her.
Oh, and that quilting supplier had all my quilting supplies.
As they should.
And you'll be happy to know that the mechanic you told me about gave me that free estimate.
You know what? I am happy.
Dex, what would I do without you?
Be stuck at home in shabby clothes, not quilting?
Not a pretty picture.
Oh, I hear you.
Dex delivers the most used, most complete local info any way you like it. In print, on CD-ROM, or at DexOnline.com. Dex knows.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we don't think you should ever settle for a routine breakfast sandwich. So let's say you're driving to work holding your fast food egg muffin combo. How do you make it into something worth eating? First, get rid of that spongy egg patty. Just throw it out the window. It's biodegradable. Probably. Replace it with a fluffy bacon and scallion omelet. Next, exchange that bland muffin for a fresh baked hollow roll. Peel off the processed cheese, flip it onto the road, and replace it with a layer of real Swiss. Finally, add a spicy chili schmear. So now you've got absolutely nothing you started with. Instead, you're holding the new Spicy Elmo from Einstein Brothers, where we make what just may be the world's greatest breakfast sandwiches. You're probably also holding a littering ticket. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spicy Elmo egg sandwich and a medium cup of darn good coffee. Just $4.59 for a limited time. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Are you a music fan? Do you sometimes feel like people aren't listening to you? Like your opinion doesn't matter? Well, at RateTheMusic.com, we want your opinion. And it does matter to us. And to radio and record executives across the country. At RateTheMusic.com, you can rate the music you love and voice your opinions on the music you hate. Signing up is as easy as visiting us now at www.RateTheMusic.com. Let your voice be heard at RateTheMusic.com.
Wouldn't it be great to travel more, visit family, maybe see the Grand Canyon or Niagara Falls? Would winning a pile of money help? We at Econolodge and Roadway Inn Hotels think so. That's why we're holding the Key to a Million sweepstakes. Just go to choicehotels.com and enter for your chance to win up to $1 million. We'll see you there.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 21 or older. Ends 8-1706. For official rules, prize values, and odds disclosure, visit choicehotels.com/official rules. Sponsor Choice Hotels International Services Corp.
Meet Tom and Sheila, two local business owners.
My business is manufacturing replacement parts for drill presses. It may not be that glamorous, but it's all mine.
Owning a catering business can be unpredictable. Some days I end up with egg on my face in more ways than one, but I still love it.
Business owners like Tom and Sheila are passionate people. They have the courage to go out on their own and put themselves on the line, but it's not always easy. And Citywide Banks understands because as a locally owned bank, we've been there too. So when you apply for a loan with us, you'll get a decision in a matter of days. When you call us with a question or a request, you won't get a menu of options. You'll get an experienced banker who understands your business. And when you open an account, you'll have a dedicated banker who can provide financing advice and recommend cash management tools to save you time and money.
Citywide Banks really knows my business, and that's why they're the right bank for me.
Discover business banking with the human touch. Citywide Banks, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's the Jay and Todd Show.
Doing it up, moving it, shaking it.
Yep.
Flag Day.
Flag Day. We're talking about the left and the flag. And coming up after 8 o'clock, we'll talk to State Senator Joan Fitzgerald. And we'll talk to her about this threatened special session over the immigration bill. President of the Senate, Joan Fitzgerald, actually, would be her full title. All right, let's get back to the phones, and we'll talk to Sharon in Inglewood. Sharon, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Holy Toledo. Jay, are you there?
It's Jay and Todd, and we're here.
Hey. All right. So, first of all, I want to give a shout-out to Ronnie and All-American Vogue. Great store, great guy.
Yep, absolutely.
Also, Todd, kudos to you for being on the show. We all love Jay's show, and it's been really nice to sort of have, you know, one of our local boys done good.
It's been an honor to be here, Sharon. Thank you.
Okay, so patriotism. I wanted to call and talk about this because I am a newly minted American. And I have the flag that I was given when I first got my citizenship still in my car. And I think that there is there's sort of like two issues on the left. One is I think people sort of distance themselves from patriotism on the left, both patriotism, I think, and Christianity and their religious beliefs to a certain degree, because of sort of the jingoistic nationalism that has been the hallmark of the right for so long.
Yeah, that's very, very true.
Yeah, I think that liberals really distance themselves from that because it just makes you feel creepy. You know, like when Amelia said, you know, I don't have a decal because I don't know why, but it bugs me. I think a lot of liberals feel that way, not because they're not patriotic, but because they associate that with that sort of America, love it or leave it sort of thing. And I think that it's really important that we take that back. You know, when we step up and say, and ask about our foreign policies and get that, you know, oh, the blame America first crowd. Well, that's not blame America first. That's the whole personal responsibility that the right is always, you know, saying they stand for, but then never really, they never really seem to step up to the plate about that. I guess it's really maybe the poor people who are supposed to take
responsibility. They use all that stuff and twist it around and use it as levers to their advantage.
Absolutely.
And they create a two-tiered system where there's one set of rules for them and another set of rules for us.
Absolutely. But I think that what they have been able to do and do successfully is to take things like the flag and patriotism and religious faith. I mean, 80 or 85% of the people in this country describe themselves as Christians?
It's 85%.
Okay, 85%. Well, 85% of the people in this country are not conservatives, So, you know, I mean, it's I would say it's probably pretty evenly split. And we just need to be able to claim what's really right and true about patriotism, about our faith, about all sorts of things like that that I think have been preopted by the right.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, one other thing that I wanted to say, this is going back to, I think, the 6 o'clock hour, Pat, who I think was maybe from Broomfield.
Right.
Who was very discouraged. And I just wanted to tell her, you know, that taking off to another country, I mean, being a brand new American myself, taking off to another country because things are not good here, I understand, you know, her, how upset she is and her desire, you know, voicing that opinion. But really what you have to do is realize that right now we really are the underdogs. You know, people I think in Europe during World War II, when they were, you know, running underground operations and sneaking from house to house and, you know, and trying to save their countries when they were, you know, when the threat of death was very real.
The Nazi occupation, that's right.
Exactly. So, I mean, and we have to just sort of, you know, hunker down with that same idea. I really worked hard in the last election and was so hopeful on election night as I was going house to house to make sure that everyone got to vote and offering people rides. And then the next day to find out that, you know, we hadn't really, you know, got everything we wanted, I was really depressed. But the thing is, you have to be able to stand up in light of that depression and keep on going.
Yeah, I agree.
Stand up and know that there are other people out there just like you who are fighting just as hard.
I agree 100%. Sharon, great call. Thank you so much.
All right, talk to you later.
All right.
Yeah, that's how we're going to change things.
Yep.
Is that attitude.
Yep, we have to hang in there. That's
Ooh.
Right. Okay. Let's go to Dottie in Broomfield. Dottie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I got to make this a little bit quick because I'm running late for work. I'll
okay.
turn the phone here. But let me make 2 points, and don't let me not get past not giving you the last point. First of all, I agree with the caller that just called in. I'm one of your 20 or 2% or whatever you determine who puts my flag out every 4th Memorial Labor Day, and it's out there today. And I feel like I am not going to let the Democrat or the Republicans and the right wings take away my pride and my love of this country and of the flag. And by not flying it, that's what they would be successfully accomplishing. I think it's very important that we still fly our flag and be proud of it. I also resisted. I could not bring myself to put the support our troops ribbons on my car because that has come to mean I support the war in Bush, unfortunately. But I jumped at the chance a year ago when I was waiting in line to meet Randy Rhodes when she was here for your one-year anniversary
right.
in Boulder. I jumped at the chance when someone was selling a magnetic ribbon that is designed as if it was made with the flag, and then there's a strip of yellow on it that says, support world peace.
Oh, I've got one of those.
Yeah, and to me that is still putting the flag on, but it's obviously not supporting the war and the Bush administration.
All right, Dottie, thank you. Great call.
Wait. One other thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Real important. Tell your listeners, TiVo, VHS, or stay up late for the Tonight Show tonight. Jay Leno's guests are, get this one, George Carlin and Ann Coulter.
Wow.
Oh, see, I don't know. I don't know if I want to see Ann Coulter.
To me, this is a don't miss because I'm hoping he reams her up one side and down the other. And if anybody can do it, George can.
That's true.
Well, I hope he does do it. Okay, all right, you're on. I'll TiVo it and we'll see.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Dottie.
Thank you. Bye.
I think Ann Coulter has some kind of, like, weird Tourette's syndrome.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm with you on her.
She just, like, barks out all this obscene, disgusting, crap.
I don't have neurons for her.
I don't either. I don't even want to know her. Here's Noah in Arvada. Noah, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay, my personal opinion on this whole thing is I think that what we have a problem with is we don't want to be symbolizing the fact that we support something that we think is destroying the country. What we need to do is somebody needs to go out there and create stickers. I mean, maybe I'll go and do it. But we need to create something that says, you know, I support America, not GW, with a flag on it. Or maybe, you know, I support America, not your party. Because things right now, I mean, it's to the point where these guys are just stomping on the flag for their own gain. They're basically stepping on it.
Maybe what we need to do is talk to Ronnie at All American Vogue and get a special sticker that says something, you know, like like it's like my flag too, damn it, or, you know, vote Democratic, it's my flag too. And the flag in the middle of it, something that differentiates us from the others.
I like that last suggestion about peace, about world peace and the American flag.
Yeah, something
I agree with that, too.
All right, thanks, Noah.
You have a good day.
Okay, well, all right. But, hey, good discussion. And if you want to come back and talk about it some more, we can do it between the 9 and 10 o'clock hour. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Joan Fitzgerald, President of the Senate. We'll talk about this special session that Owens is threatening to call. Why is it the right wing always gets so upset at the courts? They're always
those renegade courts.
Boy, you know,
those out of hand judges.
Yeah, if they don't do what we say, man, they're in big trouble. All right, that's coming up next.
You can call this song the United States Blues.
Well, Limbaugh is an ideologue. Limbaugh is a blowhard. Limbaugh makes it up. Limbaugh is just a gas bag. Limbaugh. He doesn't care whether it's right or wrong. He'll just make it up to fit his agenda.
Yep. That's why we're here. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
There are certain people, maybe you know one, who can't live anywhere but in town. They need a steady diet of espresso, sushi, and independent films. These are people who get lost south of Hamden and hyperventilate when they see too much beige. They can't take a shower and run the dishwasher at the same time, but that's okay, because they'd rather have the gritty charm of an urban neighborhood than the shiny newness of a suburban one. If you know someone like this, please give them this message from McStain. We understand. Let them know we're building homes in some interesting urban places, homes with character and big closets, all new on the inside and distinctly urban on the outside. New homes for people who don't like new homes. In Lowry, Stapleton, Belmar, and Platt Park. Learn more at McStain.com. McStain Neighborhoods. We're on a mission here.
AM 760. Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. Big Hazy and Thornton, Denver Boulder. And online at AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Jim Shenovan.
I've just returned from Baghdad. And I was inspired.
President Bush holding a morning news conference just hours after returning from Iraq.
Prime Minister Maliki is promoting reconciliation among the Iraqi people. And during my discussions with his cabinet and others, the concept of reconciliation kept coming up. People know they've got to reconcile the past in order to have a bright future.
The president pointing to the death of terror leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi as a sign security is improving in Iraq.
The terrorists are vulnerable, and we will strike their network and disrupt their operations and continue to bring their leaders to justice.
Checkpoints were being set up today in Baghdad as Operation Forward Together got underway. Tens of thousands of Iraqi troops and police taking part in a security crackdown. Correspondent Lee Cowan.
In addition to that security crackdown that started today, Iraq's prime minister announced just a short time ago that in addition to that, he may now also be willing to open up discussions with some insurgent groups in yet another effort to stem the violence here.
Congress is considering whether to restrict state laws that allow anyone to freeze their own credit. CBS News correspondent Peter King tells us all about it.
You can freeze your own credit in 18 states, but the proposed federal law would stop unrestricted freezes, allowing victims of ID theft to do it only after filing a police report that says their information has been used to commit a crime. The bill would also have federal agencies rather than banks or card companies report security breaches to customers. The bill's co-author says it keeps the industry from unraveling, but opponents call it a consumer's nightmare. It could come up for a vote this week.
A congressional study suggests up to 25 cents of every taxpayer dollar spent on Hurricane Katrina relief was misspent. Correspondent Cheryl Atkinson.
GAO investigators found relief debit cards intended to help displaced families were used for a Caribbean vacation, adult entertainment, pro football tickets, a divorce lawyer, diamond jewelry, and Girls Gone Wild videos.
FEMA spokesman Michael Wadonsky.
FEMA has identified more than 1,500 cases of potential fraud and has referred those cases to Homeland Security's Inspector General for investigation.
The report suggests some of the money was misspent by FEMA itself. Hotel bills paid twice, once to the hotel and once again to the displaced resident. What's left of Tropical Storm Alberto, now a depression over South Carolina. Warnings have now been canceled, Alberto failing to live up to its billing, but disaster agencies in Florida say it was a good warm-up act for what is likely to be an active tropical weather season. Consumer prices up again in May, up 0.4%, 0.3% if you exclude food and energy. Economists say higher rent prices and clothing prices help push the CPI higher, and now all eyes on the Fed.
This means that they will raise interest rates at the end of the month.
Mark Zandi of Economy.com. The Dow right now up 76. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it. Free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
What tobacco issues are important to you?
I do not want my kids to smoke.
Last night, Sarah went to PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
I knew I needed a few tips on what to say and how to say it if my message was going to sink in.
If you're a parent who'd like help starting the conversation with your kids about not smoking and handling peer pressure, expert advice and information is available online. Find out more. Visit PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. The governor is threatening to call a special session after the state Supreme Court yanked an initiative off the ballot. The proposal would have denied most state services to illegal immigrants.
A majority of the Supreme Court has now determined that their opinion on the policy of this issue is more important than a vote by the citizens of Colorado.
Governor Owens says the court was arrogant in taking the proposal off the ballot. The state Supreme Court is also being asked to weigh in on another controversial ballot proposal, one designed to prevent gays and lesbians from registering as domestic partners. Supporters of domestic partnership want the court to keep the measure off of the ballot, saying it's vague and doesn't provide a clear single subject. Denver could be in for another record-setting day. We'll do it if we pass 99 degrees. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Kathy. Well, this morning's drive is in great shape in terms of accidents and stalls, though we do have heavy traffic loaded up across the city. Northbound I-25 is now checking clear after Yale due to a two-car crash on the right-hand shoulder that was blocking up the right-hand lane. Quickly moved off to the side, but you will find jamming making your way out of the tech center. Now, southbounders across 25 are still in for a rough drive heading southbound from the Thornton and North Glen area. Your jam begins at 104th, heads down towards 84th, and again bogs up between I-76 and Spear, and once again between Alameda and the Broadway Bridge. Along 225, you will find heavy traffic between the DTC and Aurora. Northbounders are jamming up between Parker Road and Mississippi, and southbound lanes of the highway are now heavy between Alameda and Parker, and once again between Yosemite and the I-25 interchange. Today's forecast calls for a high up around 101 degrees. Currently, we're at 78 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
University of Colorado Hospital's minimally invasive surgery center providing the highest quality care, resulting in less pain, scarring, and recovery.
Why is Kaito Gold the only weight loss supplement I believe in? Because it contains chitosan fiber to reduce dietary fat, nopal cactus to help metabolize carbs and sugars to prevent highs and lows that impede weight loss, hoodia, a natural appetite suppressant, and green tea extract to stimulate your fat-burning process. Add to that vitamins, and you get the picture. Get the encouragement you need. Here's a kickstart special. Buy three bottles, get three bottles free with free shipping. 1-877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET. Diet.com.
Just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
This is the Jay Marvin Show
with Jay Marvin.
And today, Big Head Talk on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Jay, hanging with you here at 807, 7 minutes after 8. High today, 94, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Governor Bill Owens says he's likely to call lawmakers back into session this summer to resurrect a ballot measure to deny government services to illegal immigrants. On the line with us is the president of the Senate, Senator Joan Fitzgerald. And Madam President, good morning and welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
All right. Why do we need this special session? I mean, is this political grandstanding?
Well, I don't think we need the session. You know, actually, we sat in session for 118 days, and the General Assembly this year enacted more legislation on illegal immigration than anyone has done, I believe, ever, and certainly more than the Republicans did when they had control of both chambers and a Republican governor. So we believe we did what was proper under the state's purview.
So why does he want to do this? Is this just another example of the right wing throwing a temper tantrum at a court decision they don't like?
You know, I think it has a lot to do with a court decision that they don't like the results of, and so they want to rectify it, but there's a danger there in that you have three branches of government and everybody has a job to do, and now it appears the executive and the legislative want to go back and tell the judicial how to do their job.
What do you think the chances of the special session are?
Well, if he calls it, chances are pretty good that we'll have one. I'm going to meet with legislative counsel today to see exactly what the rules are on this. You know, we'll do the job we were elected to do, and by passing the legislation that we did last session on smuggling, human trafficking, fraudulent documents for people, we think we did what a state can do to protect American wages and to make sure that we're doing our share of this combined federal-state problem.
Senator Joan, how does denying services like education and health care to immigrants, how does that serve Colorado's interests?
Well, you know, I think what the initiative was asking for was that we still would respect those federal guidelines, which means you can't restrict education and you can't restrict emergency services. The question comes, and the good public policy conversation comes about when you say you have people going into clinics who are not, they're not in danger of dying, but they have a communicable disease. Do you send them home and ask them for documentation? I think there's a very big public policy debate that has to happen around that question because a lot of people are in the food service industry, and diseases like tuberculosis are diseases of poverty. And if we have people serving us in restaurants who have these diseases and we lock them off from any place to go get treated, what have we done to public health?
All right, let's talk about what this covers. What state services would they deny? They would deny what?
Well, that's the question. We're not exactly sure. I think what they're saying is that in order to get a state service that you have to have a fraudulent proof documentation that you're here legally. And that still goes back to that common problem that the federal government has not given us ways to prove that these documents are real. We did pass a bill of Tom Weens, it was a Republican bill, that severely penalized anybody who was going to make documents, fraudulent documents, because that's part of the problem. People have an industry out there. But, you know, I don't think that we knowingly give services to people who are not here legally. We do ask for documentation. If they're asking for more, then we've got a federal government problem. And I wish, for heaven's sake, that the right wing would stop asking states to do a job that the federal government, under their control, has refused to do.
It's 8:11, 11 minutes after 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We've got the president of the Senate of the state of Colorado, Joan Fitzgerald, with us. We're talking about the likelihood of the special session that Governor Owens may call. How much does this special session cost the taxpayers?
It'll cost about $15,000 a day.
Oof. Oh.
And, you know, we got out of there 2 days early, having passed, I think, 7 pieces of legislation on illegal immigration. Felt like we had done our job. Actually, the other side, you know, felt pretty good about it, too. Now they seem to want to take up the mantra of dealing with a citizen initiative and making it our own. And that's going to be difficult to do because you're going to have to get consensus about something that the courts have just ruled isn't single subject and has, you know, moving parts to it. And you're not going to do that in 3 days.
So he turns around, the governor turns around, and he calls the Supreme Court ruling inconsistent, inappropriate, arrogant, and he decides that the ballot measure should go forward. So he's going to call a special session and try to ram it somehow ram it through. I mean, is this what he's planning to try to do?
I would ask the question, is there nothing arrogant about that?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, the court did its job. The court did what it was supposed to do.
The court did what he didn't like. And so now we're all supposed to do that particular job. I think it's going to be difficult to get consensus on this within the time frame that we have. I believe we've got 15 days of special session money set aside. But, you know, we avoided a special session on terror. We solved that issue. To come back in and call us in to do a citizen initiative seems to be over the top.
What can our listeners and we do to play a constructive role in all this?
Well, certainly, you know, everybody's always free to call the governor, I guess, and express their opinion. Call state reps and tell them what you think as well. I'm not sure exactly why we're being called to do a job that is not really ours. No one condones illegal immigration, but we have certain things that we can do as a state. And we tried to really put together a package of bills that were practical, were affordable, and enabled us to do our job here. For example, putting a special elite part of the state patrol on duty, we added 12 people this year, we'll add 12 more next year. You know, if we have trafficking going on in this state, we didn't have enough state patrol people to deal with it.
Right.
So, I mean, we did the things we think are appropriate for a state. What that initiative wanted to say was saying that we won't do anything other than what the federal government mandates, which we don't believe we're doing. But, you know, I think what they want us to do is take that extra step. And remember, if we have to ask one person for extra documentation in a clinic or anywhere else, we have to ask everyone. So this goes to, you know, people have been in Colorado five generations as well as someone who may look like they just got here. You can't discriminate and just ask people, you know.
So this has a major spillover effect to the innocent legal residents of Colorado.
It, of course it does. I mean, we had these conversations about voting, and the conversation was, do we want everyone to show a birth certificate? Well, you know, I don't know that everyone knows where to put their hand on their birth certificate, and certainly wouldn't know in November heading out to the polls that they can get their hands on their birth certificate. But you'd have to disenfranchise a whole lot of people.
I don't know where my birth certificate is.
Yeah, I don't know where mine is either.
Well,
you know, this proposal would prohibit immigrants in Colorado from receiving taxpayer-funded public services except those required by the federal government, which courses education, emergency medical care, assistance in the event of public safety emergency. So what are we talking about? They wouldn't have access to the courts? They couldn't buy a house? What services are we actually talking about cutting off from?
I'm not sure.
I mean, does anybody have any idea? And if they don't have any idea, then how can you enact a law or a ballot measure where you have no idea what the scope of the measure is?
No one ever felt that that particular citizen initiative was a concrete way to prevent illegal immigration. It was more of a feel-good grandstand.
It's a grandstand effort is what it is. That's exactly what it is, Madam President, isn't it?
It certainly appears that way. If someone can point out to me that there are changes that would occur immediately that would stem the tide of illegal immigration, no one has done that yet. You know, maybe the governor ought to call the president and ask him to do his job and ask all those members of his party who are sitting and controlling Congress to do their job. This problem didn't develop yesterday.
No.
It has become increasingly more of a problem under the Bush administration and under the post-Gingrich Congress. These are the people who are in charge of this issue. We in the state are picking up the slack and doing what we can do simply because they haven't. But they're in charge of this issue, and it's not a new issue. I really wish that when they had been in control of the House and the Senate and the governorship in Colorado that they had thought to do something, or that their fellow comrades in arms who are in Congress would do it now, but they're not.
It seems to me as if they're casting around for something for November.
Well, you know, I think that Democrats are in pretty good shape to stay in control of both chambers, and they're looking for a more divisive issue. You know, marriage, you know, gay marriage, domestic partnerships. Maybe this isn't enough to get them over the top, and they want this thing out there. So, you know, talk about a country that needs to be united and a country that, you know, is struggling to provide a middle class with a way to make a living and keep their kids in school. And none of this addresses it. It just sets, you know, each of us against one another and not particularly helpful.
All right. Madam President, thank you so much for your time, and thanks for being on the show once again. And we look forward to talking to you again.
Well, especially if we're in special session.
If we're in special session, you know we'll be talking to you. Let's hope we don't have to have a special session and waste the taxpayers' money. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Appreciate you being on the show.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, there's President of the State Senate, Joan Fitzgerald. All right, let's talk about this. 303-713-7600 about cutting off state services to illegal immigrants. I'm dead set against it.
I think it's horrifying. I don't see how it benefits anybody that we have residents in Colorado, illegal or not, that are not being educated, that are not receiving health care. How does that benefit Colorado?
Well, no one knows what the scope of this is, so no one knows what we're talking about cutting off here. They've got to mandate education and health and all of those things under federal guidelines, but nobody knows what's going on as far as the rest of it goes. And, you know, in the scheme of things about immigration, is this really going to stop illegal immigration? Or is this the Republicans out now once again casting for some kind of a divisive issue in order to help themselves out in November?
It seems divisive to me.
Yeah.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Coors Light Live welcomes VH1 Classic presents Poison, the hottest rock concert of the summer. Poison, 20th Anniversary World Tour. Red Michaels, Bobby Darr, CeCe DeVille, Ricky Wise. Joining the party, Cinderella, July 16th at Coors Amphitheater. Poison, bringing the biggest show on the road this summer. 20 years of hits.
This is Brett Michaels personally inviting you to the party.
Poison with Cinderella. Special guest, Rock's new Bad Boys and Denver After. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster locations or HOV.com. Log on to PoisonWeb.com and BrettMichaels.com for more. Pick up their brand new CD, 20 Years of Rock, in stores now. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
.org, or make a pit stop at Bonfils Blood Center and give blood fuel for life.
Isn't it time to treat the world's best dad to America's best menswear? The Joseph A. Bank Father's Day Sale. A huge selection of dress shirts, sport shirts, cotton sweaters, pants and shorts, even golf apparel, $39. Consider year-round executive suits and our famous summer suits, a remarkable $179. Plus, select spring sport coats, only $149. And dress pants, just $89. How about a Joseph A. Bank gift card for Dad? Or all luggage, $119. That's all luggage, any size. Regularly $300 to $500, now $119. Joseph A. Bank, the only place for Father's Day. Now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank, Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatirons Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs.
Hey, how was practice?
Awesome. You'll need to be there at 6 tomorrow.
No problem.
Dad, heads up.
Ooh, like I said, no problem.
Who's counting on your brakes today? Your brakes are too important to trust to just anyone. Ask whoever does your brakes if they use ASE certified mechanics. Midas has over 3,000. So head to Midas, America's leader in brakes, where you can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Don't miss out on the great summer specials at your Denver metro area Midas. And make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com for even more savings on brake jobs, air conditioning, and maintenance services. Don't trust your vehicle to just anyone. Trust the Midas touch.
Put on your red, white, and blue and join AM 760 Progressive Talk and the ACLU on Tuesday, July 4th for the 5th annual 4th of July Liberty Run Walk and Festival of Rights at Washington Park. It'll be a fun-filled, inspirational event with activities for all ages, plus food, beverages, and more. Join hundreds of others in defending our freedom.
Proceeds benefit the American Civil Liberties Union.
For more information, visit am760.net.
Minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 94. Well, that's what I keep saying, but it could be 101. Jay Marvin, Todd Park Moore, Big Head Todd.
Flag Day, it's a beautiful day today.
Nice day today, and it's going to be a scorching a hot one. And we're talking about this special session that Owens wants to call over this cutting off immigrant services, which is going to cost, what did Joan Fitzgerald say?
15 grand a day.
A day. 15 grand a day for this after the courts had already rejected this. And Owens called it inconsistent, inappropriate, and arrogant. And what is it about the right wing that they want to rail at courts all the time?
It's a terrifying deterioration of separation of powers.
You know, Tom DeLay did that, too, over the Terry Schiavo thing. We're going to get those, you know, those court judges and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you know, come on, man. That's what the courts are all about.
I think it's a travesty that this is happening, that we're attacking the courts for doing their job.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Let's go to Bill in Longmont. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, Dr. Bighead.
Hello, Bill.
Bill's definition of the term activist court, any ruling that I don't like.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
it's just almost funny. Of course, the special session is being called not only to mobilize the right-wing base, and it's always easy to do. When there's a race issue involved, they can strike the fear that the great brown horde is going to come steal my daughter, so
right.
People will vote that way. And, but it's also to try to triangulate against Democrats. And theirs. But I get to laugh about the court so much, this thing. They always, we had it back with Amendment 2. We had everything. Oh, the courts are activists. They're overturning the will of the people. Yet watch what happens when the courts, when the voters approve Amendment C, or the voters approve fast tracks, or the voters anywhere approve a gun control measure. What do the Republicans do? They go running right to the courts.
Isn't Mark Holtzman going to the courts?
Yeah, he is. When fast tracks passed, Caldera went to the courts. He's got amendment. He's got a lot of the money for fast tracks tied up in court right now, which is going to end up costing the taxpayers a mint. He's got court ruling, got court actions going against Amendment C. You know, Douglas Bruce does this all the time, and they run right to the courts when it's their issue. But then, if it's an issue from the other side, they don't think the courts have a right to rule.
Yeah, it's amazing their hypocrisy, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, Bill. Thank you, pal.
Thanks, Jay. Thank
you, God. One line open at 303-713-7600. An activist court, an activist judge. Any ruling I don't like.
Didn't the framers of our Constitution really believe so strongly in separation of powers? Isn't that like one of the most important
yes.
aspects of our government? Why is it being derailed?
You're supposed to have an independent judiciary. And then on top of it, you know, on the federal level, Bush has packed the courts with all kinds of right-wing judges. And still when they rule against them, like in the Schiavo situation, they still call them over activists and rail on them.
Yeah, that was a fiasco. Don't get me started on that one.
No, I won't get you started on that. Let's go to Becky and Greeley. Becky, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Becky.
Once again, I am the voice of the healthcare industry. Here's what happens if we deny, you know, if he gets his little special session and they end up putting us on the ballot and it passes, all we are going to have is a public health nightmare. Tuberculosis would be the least of our problems. What happens to the kids that are here illegally because their parents dragged them over the border? Okay, they go to school because we can't deny them education, but they're not vaccinated. Okay, fine. We're going to see another mumps outbreak. We're going to see measles. We're going to see chickenpox. We're going to see kids die. And that's not fair. Not only that, what do you think that would do to our emergency rooms, places, like where I work at Longmont United Hospital. We're a public hospital. We can't deny anybody because we expect Medicare and Medicaid. all it's going to do is take our ER and overload it with people, because you got to stabilize them, you got to give them care, and if they've got nowhere else to go, they're going to come straight to us. And I know what I'm talking about. I got a bachelor's degree in allied health. I'm about to get a master's in health administration, so I know.
Well, you would be swamped. You would be overrun.
It would be a nightmare. And you know what? We cannot do that. This country is in such a health crisis as it is. Oh, my goodness, if you throw this into the mix, it's ridiculous. He needs to have his head examined. And then he's going to take $15,000 a day from the taxpayers just because he's got his panties in a bunch because he's whining. I'm sorry. That's my head.
Well, we are with you. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know what you're talking about. You're in the healthcare field. Becky, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great day.
Okay, we'll see you later.
It seems
two lines
such
open.
A crazy thing to overlook, isn't it?
Well, it's amazing. It's amazing. But, you know, I think it's a combination of what I think it was Bill was saying in the beginning. They're looking for something for November.
Yeah.
They need something.
So nothing like the race card.
Yeah, well, they know they're in trouble. They know they're in trouble in the state because they know Ritter's going to win. Because they know Beaupre is not going to make it. And he's got Holtzman hanging around his neck. It's a bad year for Republicans.
Well, this ain't going to push him over the edge.
And, you know, and so they're going after their base. And it panders to ignorance. And it panders to human cruelty. And it won't solve the... It's not gonna solve.
It doesn't solve anything. It just creates
immigration.
problems for everybody.
It's not gonna solve immigration.
Yep.
What we need to solve the problem of illegal immigration, not pass bills that look and feel good, where people can clap their hands and go, oh yeah, right, I'm for that. You know, because show me how that turns away one person, or stops one person from illegally getting into the state of Colorado.
I can't.
You know what it is? Because people don't get it. They come here for economics. They don't come here for health care. They don't come here for free services. They come here for economics. They come here because it pays more to work here than it does in Mexico. Wake up, for God's sakes, about this. Because you know what? You'd be doing it too, and so would I, and so would everybody else, and it's simple economics. If I got a chance to walk across the street or go to another state and make more money doing something,
you're walking.
I'm going to do it. Wouldn't you?
Absolutely. No, this issue really is an enormous issue. So many things come together here. And it's extraordinary to me how superficial the debate about this issue has been.
Yeah, it has, hasn't it?
And I'm with you. We need to find solutions to this. And my personal feeling is that we need to learn how to invest in equality. In my opinion, it does America so much more harm to create a whole class of second-class citizens by refusing equal access to health care and education, that our long-term payment for that is so much higher than all the small change that, you know, the Governor Owen and his ilk are proposing.
Well, I mean, corporate America is ripping this country off to an ungodly amount of money every single year, every month, every minute, every hour, yet they don't hear these people yelling and screaming about that.
I haven't heard any yelling and screaming about corporate America.
No, you know. All right, it's 8:31, 29 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Here is a true American on this Flag Day. distant relation, no, not distant, well, once again, how are you related to the original Amelia Earhart?
Well, it's very distant. Mostly, it was just important for my family to make me a namesake. So our last name is the same exact spelling, and it's kind of a tradition in my family.
So you're related to a true American hero?
Yes, and I'm very proud of that.
Therefore, you are an American hero.
Well, thank you, Todd.
There you go. So are you coming with us on New Year's Eve?
Oh, where are you going?
To the Paramount Theater.
I would love to. Am I invited?
Yeah, Big Head Todd and the Monsters.
Thanks, guys.
You're invited.
Thanks.
We're all going to celebrate New Year's at the Paramount.
I would love to be there.
You don't drink, do you?
Yeah, because drinking doesn't happen on that night.
Right, because we don't want to be around sloppy drugs.
That's right.
You don't drink, do you, Amelia?
Well, like Turk said, you know, I had half a beer the other night and passed out in a car.
Oh, jeez. Oh, no. Well, what?
I just love how these stories get misconstrued.
We'll have to make it contingent that Amelia be searched.
Searched for what?
Before she's allowed into the facility.
Searched for what?
For that flask. That Earhart flask.
For that Earhart flask. For that alcohol.
All right.
Make sure you don't get sloppy on us.
No. I'll try to keep it clean.
Oh, Todd, I really loved your show. It was so great. Todd, you're so good. Right?
That sounded like you the other night.
I would say, shut
Thank
up.
You, Todd. Finally, someone's on my side.
Amelia, what's the traffic look like?
Fortunately, it's wrapping up pretty nicely this morning. Our earlier crashes are gone from the roadways. We're just left with a lot of heavy volume. Southbound 225 is still jammed up right after Yosemite, continuing down towards I-25 at the interchange heading into the DTC. Once you make your way onto I-25, southbound is looking good as you make your way south of the city, though northbounders will bog up right between Bellevue and Hampton. Now, 225... up on the north end, right around I-70 is also jam-packed here. You will find a pretty difficult transition making your way onto westbound I-70, heading over towards the I-270 interchange. Luckily, no problems in this drive, just a lot of heavy traffic. Now, along our side streets, do watch for a two-car crash in the cleanup stages right at Evans and Downing, with jamming in all four directions. Today's forecast calls for highs up around 101 degrees. Currently, we are at 84 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM-760 Progressive Traffic.
Six Flags Elitch Garden celebrates 45 years with the arrival of the Justice League, plus two new shows, The Amazing Acrobats of China and Carnival de Fuego. Buy your Six Flags Elitch Garden season pass today at sixflags.com. Hurry, offer ends June 18th. Six Flags Elitch Gardens.
Join AM760 Progressive Talk for the 2006 Boulder Market. Support your local community, artists, musicians, and businesses at this unique and diverse outdoor market. For more information, log on to am760.net.
Clinical research of an investigational medical device for ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease is underway in the Denver area. Men and women aged 18 to 75 who have been diagnosed with moderate to severe ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease may be eligible to participate if they're intolerant or non-responsive to standard therapies. For more information, please call 303-940-0909. 303-940-0909.
8:34, it's 34 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And you know something, the movie version of Stephen King's Cujo used five different St. Bernards. Five different dogs played the title character, and this is the part that gets me, along with a mechanical head and an actor in a dog costume. So what part did you have in the movie Cujo? I was the guy in the dog costume. Well, it's true.
You got paid for it.
Well, I don't know. I may have to rent Cujo and show it to Coco and Jackson to see what they think about it, see if they like the movie. But whether your dog likes movies or not, one thing your dog does like and one thing your puppy does like, and that's to be able to eat right. And what you feed your dog is very, very important. Just listen to Pauline talk about her puppy, Charcoal.
Her name is Charcoal. Her coat, when I got her, it was very brittle. I went and got Purina One Puppy, and I fed her that, and I noticed that within a couple weeks, she gained weight, and her coat became real soft, shiny, silky, and she now weighs, 65 pounds, and she's a good dog.
So,
and she always gets complimented on her color, her coat, her posture. I mean, it was a big improvement, and I saw it right away.
Sorry about that, Pauline. Didn't mean to step on you. So see positive changes in your pet and the positive changes that Purina can make. From large breed puppies to senior dogs, there's a Purina One formula that's just right for your pet. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK today. Take the Purina One 30-day challenge, and you'll get a coupon for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. That number again is 1-888-606-BARK, 1-888-606-BARK, and you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Albertsons.
The Denver Center Theater Company proudly presents Crowns, a gospel-infused musical celebration. A hit across the country, critics call Crowns a soul-stirring, hip-swaying spectacle. For tickets, call 303-893-4100 or order online at denvercenter.org.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Great for all ages and all types of skin. Epiclear is doing something that other acne treatment formulas don't do. We are so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right. You heard free. And we mean free.
Call 1-800-311-0399 while Epiclear supplies last. Shipping and handling not included. Call 1-800-311-0399.
Enjoy a romantic dinner for two for just $59. Where? At the Broca Restaurant downtown. Includes the shrimp bowl salad, prime rib or Alaskan salmon, dessert, and even a bottle of wine. All for just $59 for both of you. Make reservations today at the Broca Restaurant in downtown Denver.
A shorter fuse than Tom Tangredo. A bigger butt than Carl Rove. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
837, 37 minutes past the hour. High today could be 101. The Jay and Todd Show, Jay Marvin and Todd Park Moore.
This is your speed. This Hendrix. Is your song. Isn't this your favorite song?
Hey Joe by Hendrix.
I know it.
And you know what? I forgot to bring in the original version of Hey Joe, which I'll bring in tomorrow. But you're coming back tomorrow, aren't you?
I am coming back tomorrow.
Okay. We kind of shrugged there for a second. Does that mean you may change your mind?
Of course not.
Okay, then I'm going to bring the original version of Hey Joe and we'll play it on the air.
Sweet.
All right, we're talking about this special session, and coming up, we're going to be talking to a staff attorney with the ACLU, Jamil Joffer, about what's going on in Detroit and about this whole NSA spying thing. It blows my mind that people are so... You know what, 63 million people vote for American Idol, yet no one has word one to say in any way, shape, or form about the fact that the NSA, I mean, it's like Americans are not outraged over that. All right, let's get back to the phones here at 303-713-7600. Here's Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. So I guess I kind of wanted to ask to both of you what we really should do concerning the stretched human services problem. What I mean is, my wife recently went through a breast cancer scare, and we're very poor. We tried to get assistance from the government, from the state government, from the federal government, and every time we would walk in government offices, we would be confronted with a sea of people who, I really, honestly, I would hazard to guess that 75% of them were illegal. We were not able to get assistance for quite a while. We finally got assistance from Planned Parenthood. But we had to shuffle from office to office to office. And a lot of them were saying, you know, we're sorry, but we just can't help any more people today. We don't have enough money. Our budget is already shot today, or, you know, shot this year.
Right.
That kind of thing. I do understand a lot of your callers talking about how, what are you going to do, turn away tuberculosis patients or people with, you know, syphilis, these kinds of things. But at the same time, my wife is an American citizen and wasn't able to get assistance from the government that we helped to support.
There's a very simple answer to that. I've been in the public health system myself, and I've been in the public health system when it comes to mental health, which is, if you know anything about that, you know that that's even sketchier. One of the things is the state has no money and the federal government has no money because you've got a leadership in this country that is more intent on cutting taxes and rewarding the top 2-3% of the populace and shoving the rest off, the burden off on the middle class of this country. So what's happening is that money that could be used for these services for people like your wife, that money is drying up. The money's not there. We don't have the money. That's the problem, because the money's being given away. That's point number one. Point number two, you don't have adequate insurance coverage, and there's no reason why you shouldn't have adequate insurance coverage. But the reason we don't have adequate insurance coverage in this country is because the insurance companies and the pharmaceutical companies lobby like crazy, have an army of people who give politicians big buck donations to keep the question of national health care absolutely and completely dead. You know what? Here's my proposition, Mark. If national health care is bad, if national health care won't work, then you know something? Our senators and congressmen can give up their health care, because that's what theirs is. Theirs is national health care. They can give it up okay, and they can live the same system that you and I live under, the same system, pay the same premiums, and have the same coverage that you and I have. It's disgusting. Have you ever looked and seen how much the insurance companies make? And finally, for the people that were in there, you know, I don't know if the majority of them were illegal or not. That's a hard thing to say because you can't go around to each one of them and go, hey, you know, are you legally an American? But the point is, we've got the resources to cover all this. The trouble is that under this administration and this Congress, the resources are mismanaged.
Well, okay, I would agree with you, of course, that, you know, I really do 100% believe in universal health care. I could relate a story to you real quick about a friend of mine that I work with in the security industry. He is from Togo in Africa. And in his country, in Togo, in Africa, they have universal health care.
They've got it.
For some reason, in America, we can't provide that.
They've got it in every industrialized country except this one. And the reason we can't is because of campaign contributions to legislators. Go ask Wayne Allard how much money he's taken from the health care industry. Go and look at those people who have voted against any kind of universal health care or have sworn against any kind of universal health care, and go look and see how much campaign contributions they have taken. What happened to your wife shouldn't happen, but we don't have stretched resources. What we have is we have misappropriated resources, and anybody that tells you anything different is not telling you the truth and is not leveling with you. That's why we're spending ourselves into debt. That's why the states don't have any money, because all that money from the federal government is cut off because the Bush administration keeps making these cuts continuously so that they can keep having their tax breaks for the very wealthy and for big corporations. We give big corporations huge tax breaks. They get away with murder. Why don't we start collecting some of this money from these people, the money that's owed us? Those are your answers. Those are perfectly your answers. Okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks, Mark.
All right, thanks.
Jay, you're on fire, my friend.
Well, I mean, there are these big corporations and these wealthy owners, wealthy citizens of this country who don't get audited by the IRS. The IRS audits poor people. There's these big corporations that owe this government money and don't pay it. We let them off with all kinds of loopholes. And then you get a guy like Mark who's got problems with his wife's health insurance. And I've been in the public health sector when it came to mental health. You know, you talk about lousy facilities, and you talk about a terrible time. I mean, it was gross, and it's you know what it is? We're dealing with human suffering here. You're right. I get too worked up over this.
No, this is something to be worked up about. Hallelujah.
I'm getting too hot. Okay, it's 8:44, 16 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760.
The only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Save big on beautiful, energy-efficient windows from American Exteriors. How do we save you so much? We eliminate the middleman. At American Exteriors, you always get the right replacement window at a clear value because we're the manufacturer. Call today and get $19.96 prices.
The only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
You can shmush a tomato into your nose. You can shmush sand between your toes. You can shmush your tube of toothpaste or shmush some wine around your buds of taste. You can shmush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can shmush an orange into juice, and you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to shmush by far is when you go and shmush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You shmush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free schmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational schmushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE, 561-FREE.
What's that, Lassie? Come spend the day under the sun with the one who loves you the most, your pet.
Code BMW presents the first annual Petapalooza Free Pet Fair, hosted by Thunder Mountain Harley-Davidson at Colorado's newest entertainment park, Saturday, June 17th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Bring your family and pets to enjoy pet vendors, food, and live music from Ben Poo and crew, and headliners the Groove Hogs. Be one of the first 250 and take home a doggy bag filled with goodies. Enter your pet in one of the contests and win Saturday, June 17th at the Thunder Mountain Amphitheater. Theater off I-25 and Crossroads Boulevard in Loveland.
That's privileged information. Uh-huh. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yes. Workplace includes McAfee Security free. And when it comes to speed, Workplace kicks DSL's skinny little honey all over the great green earth. Can I say skinny little Heine on the radio?
Well, you're an attorney. You tell me. I think so. Bob is nodding yes over there. Anyway, thanks for talking with us today.
No problem.
Comcast Workplace, speed, security, know-how. Now, Jason, since you are an attorney,
yes.
Got you right here.
Uh-huh.
Would you mind just...
I'd be glad to. Service not available in all areas. Installation and equipment required. Speed comparisons for download.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get 2 months free, plus 50% off installation. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
That was sloppy. Have you ever stepped on another member of your band?
I've knocked him over before.
No, you know what I'm saying. Like, you're solo?
No, I'm the boss.
I'm trying to get you to say on the air that you made a mistake on stage.
I make mistakes on stage.
Okay, that was a mistake on stage. Am I forgiven?
Not a serious one. You just have a little blurb.
Yeah, okay. Let's talk about Rocky's Autos. I was out there yesterday. Their matching down incentive is going on up to $1,500. You put down $1,500, and they'll put down $1,500, and it's like having $3,000 down towards the automobile of your choice. And, man, that yellow vet is still out there. You'd look good in that Todd, that yellow vet, man. You'd be humming in that sucker.
Yeah, I'll get a ticket, man.
Yeah, that thing is great looking. And, you know, I always talk about this. It's a shame that we have to burn fossil fuels. And someday we're going to come to a point in this country where we're no longer going to be dealing with the fossil fuel issue, which will let us off the hook in many ways. But right now, we do burn fossil fuels. And right now, if you need a car, the best place to go is Rocky's Autos, because the selection is huge. Over 500 clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Their selection is just incredible. All kinds of good-looking vehicles and great people to help you out there, too. And you can also check them out online at rockiesautos.com. Ask for Steve. He handles that whole thing. And what you can pre-qualify for a car loan online. Look at the inventory online. You can do it from the, you know, comfort of your own home or your office or wherever it is. You can look at their TV commercials, which are online. I'm in some of those TV commercials.
I've seen you look good.
Yeah, well, don't hold that against them. You know, don't hold that against Rockies. But Rockies is the place to go. Mary and I have been buying from them since 1997. And Mary is thrilled with the car she just recently got from Rocky's Autos. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. That's just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. So stop by and see them and tell them J. Marvin and Big Head Todd sent you.
Are you that guy in the neighborhood with that house, with that siding that's chipped and rotting? Come on, your neighbors know you're that guy, and even you can't deny it any longer. Well, James Hardy is the only smart choice for re-siding. In fact, it's on more than 4 million homes across North America. James Hardy gives you the beauty and character of wood without the problems like warping and rotting, and it resists denting and cracking, unlike vinyl siding. But our siding is only part of the story, because the number one siding manufacturer in the country now installs. So we can offer you a complete solution to your re-siding needs with our very own installation teams. Experienced, caring James Hardy professionals who you can trust to get the job done right.
So call 1-866-3-HARDY today for your free on-site evaluation. And get up to $2,000 off installation when you schedule your re-side by the 4th of July. Some restrictions apply. That's 866-3-HARDIE. Or visit JamesHardySidingCenter.com.
Call James Hardy today. And then tell your neighbor that now he's that guy.
A talk show that thinks like you. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
8:50, 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock on AM 760. Progressive Talk. High today could get as high as 101. J. Marvin, Todd Parkmore, Big Head Todd.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Stevie Ray Vaughan in the background. We're going to talk now about something that I refuse to let this story die, and this is the NSA spying scandal. And Monday, U.S. District Court in Detroit, the American Civil Liberties Union asked Judge Anna Diggs Taylor to declare the spying unconstitutional and to order it being halted. And here to give us an update is ACLU staff attorney Jamil Joffer. And Jamil, welcome to the program, and thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me.
All right, where are we? Where does this stand so far, and what was accomplished on Monday?
Well, this is, as you mentioned, it's a suit challenging the warrantless surveillance by the National Security Agency. And we filed the case a couple months ago, and we moved for what's called summary judgment, which is, in essence, asking the court to decide the constitutionality of the program on the basis of the information that's already in the public domain. Because you know and I know that the NSA is engaged in warrantless wiretapping. That's been all over the newspapers.
Oh, yeah.
The government has acknowledged it itself. And so we believe that everything the court needs to know in order to determine the legality of the program is already in the public domain and can be relied on in a judicial decision. So that's the argument we were making on Monday, and the government opposed it, and the government's argument was essentially that the government believes that the program is constitutional, but we can't tell you why, because if we told you why, we'd have to disclose secret things that you're not entitled to know. That's what they told the judge. So we think that's a bit crazy that, in fact, the Constitution was meant to prevent the executive branch from having that kind of unchecked power. And for that reason, we're pressing our argument that the court should decide the constitutionality of the program now. So that's where we are. That was the arguments on Monday, and we're waiting for a decision. There's another argument 3 weeks from now on the government's. The government has filed a motion of its own that essentially asks the court to throw out the case altogether because to litigate the case would require the disclosure of what the government calls state secrets. Now, again, we don't think that there are any state secrets at issue here. We think that the program isn't secret. We think the program's existence has been acknowledged by the government.
Yeah, everybody knows about it.
Yeah, in fact, they've defended it publicly. They've defended it in the newspapers. They've defended it in a white paper. So there's really no secret here, but the government is nonetheless trying to claim that the need for secrecy requires the court to dismiss the case without considering the constitutionality of the program.
I'm interested in your first comments about them claiming that it's constitutional, but that they can't tell you why it's constitutional. I don't in any way, shape, or form see how this could be constitutional. Do you?
No, absolutely not. And I think that there are very few legal scholars out there who can see that it's constitutional. In fact, I don't know of any that think it's constitutional except within the government itself. So you can see why the government finds this argument attractive, the argument that the court should dismiss the case because it shouldn't. The government shouldn't be required to explain why it's constitutional. You know, the government doesn't want to be required to explain why it's constitutional because they can't explain why it's constitutional. You know, that's where we are. We're pointing out that the Constitution. We shouldn't have to point this kind of thing out, but unfortunately, that's where we are. We're pointing out that the Constitution requires the government to seek a warrant before engaging in intrusive wiretapping inside the United States. And that the program, as described by government officials, doesn't require the NSA to seek a warrant. And in fact, the whole program is premised on the idea that the executive branch, that the president, can decide for himself who should be wiretapped, can wiretap that person without ever showing up before a court, or without ever defending the wiretap, and without ever showing a court that the wiretap was legal. And we think that's totally inconsistent with the Constitution and also totally inconsistent with something called the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act.
Right, FISA.
Right, which is a statute that Congress enacted in 1978 in response to executive abuses of warrantless wiretapping. So we think that the program is illegal under the statute. We think it's illegal under the Constitution. And virtually every legal scholar out there agrees with us. The only question is whether the government will be allowed to prevail in this argument that they shouldn't have to defend the legality of the program.
Now, you know, the second instance of the NSA spying, the collecting of the phone numbers, have you started to litigate that one? Do you plan to take that one to court?
Absolutely. It's part of the same case.
It is part of the same case.
Right. So it's all part of the same complaint. But the way that the litigation has worked is that we moved for summary judgment just on the warrantless wiretapping aspect of the program. And so the rest of the case is sort of on hold while the court considers the constitutionality of that first aspect of the program. But we fully intend to litigate the other half of the case as well, because we think that that, too, is inconsistent with the statute, with FISA, and certainly inconsistent with the Fourth Amendment. Right now we're dealing with the other half of the program, the warrantless wiretapping. We think we have a very strong argument there, and the only question is whether the executive branch is going to be allowed to make this quite radical claim that the executive branch shouldn't have to explain to a court why its actions are legal. And in fact, this is a claim that the government has been making in a bunch of national security cases over the last couple of years. And we think it's very, very dangerous.
How long before Judge Taylor renders a decision?
Well, it's hard to say. It seems possible that the judge will wait until she hears argument on the government's state secrets motion, which is scheduled for July 10th, before she rules on our motion or on the government's motion. But it's also possible she'll rule before then. It's always difficult to speculate about something like that.
Mr. Jaffer, can you tell our listeners why it's so troubling and disturbing to see the executive branch overreaching its powers so much?
Well, there are a bunch of different ways that I could answer that question, but let me start by saying that the reason we have the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act is because of the way that the executive branch used warrantless wiretapping authorities in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. In those years, the government, successive administrations, used warrantless wiretapping to harass civil rights activists, to harass peace activists, anti-war activists. They wiretapped Martin Luther King. They gathered vast amounts of information about people who weren't suspected of having done anything wrong whatsoever. And in the wake of that kind of surveillance, the Senate came up with a report called the Church Committee Report in 1976 that surveyed the way that surveillance authorities have been used over the previous 30 years and explained their view. This is, again, a Senate report, explained their view that this kind of unchecked surveillance pose a very real danger to democratic institutions.
Which this government doesn't seem to understand. Jamil Jaffer, we're out of time. We thank you so much for being on, and we hope to have you on again because we want to keep track of the story and,
sure,
and keep it alive. And we urge everybody to go to ACLU.org and support the ACLU. And Jamil, I got to tell you, I'm a card-carrying member, and I'm proud of it.
Glad to hear it.
All right,
again.
We'll talk to you again.
Bye.
All right, coming up next, we'll talk to John Nichols here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, so stick around.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
There are certain people, maybe you know one, who can't live anywhere but in town. They need a steady diet of espresso, sushi, and independent films. These are people who get lost south of Hamden and hyperventilate when they see too much beige. They can't take a shower and run the dishwasher at the same time, but that's okay, because they'd rather have the gritty charm of an urban neighborhood than the shiny newness of a suburban one. If you know someone like this, please give them this message from McStain. We understand. Let them know we're building homes in some interesting urban places, homes with character and big closets, all new on the inside and distinctly urban on the outside. New homes for people who don't like new homes in Lowry, Stapleton, Belmar, and Platt Park. Learn more at McStain.com. McStain Neighborhoods. We're on a mission here.
Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhoads, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young.
I sense something different happening in Iraq.
President Bush in the White House Rose Garden just a few hours after his return from Baghdad. Mr. Bush says his surprise trip allowed him to meet the new Iraqi government and show Washington support. The president said last week's bombing that killed Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was the first in a renewed series of anti-insurgency raids.
Obviously, the raids aren't going to end terrorism. I understand that. The American people understand that. And the Iraqi people understand that. But the terrorists are vulnerable, and we will strike their network and disrupt their operations and continue to bring their leaders to justice.
And Mr. Bush tells reporters the allegations that Marines killed civilians in Haditha don't reflect the overall job men and women in uniform are doing.
I'm not going to let these incidents stain the reputation of our military. They're good people. They really are.
In Baghdad today, CBS News correspondent Lee Cowan says there are some signs of tighter security, though no dramatically increased presence of Iraqi troops as part of a new government crackdown.
It's not this overwhelming sense of power, at least from what we've been able to see so far. It's more reorganization of some of the facilities that are already here, putting up more security checkpoints, and making more patrols at least more readily available in very specific targeted areas.
Now, President Bush didn't deal only with Iraq during his nearly hour-long news conference. He talked about the growing pressure from the international community to padlock the Guantanamo Bay prison camp.
I'd like to close Guantanamo.
But I also recognize that that we're holding some people that are darn dangerous.
And Mr. Bush said he was pleased that Special Counsel Patrick Fitzgerald chose not to indict Senior Advisor Karl Rove in connection with the outing of CIA operative Valerie Plame.
They stood as their native...
The first thing they want to see happen...
There is a new group of American citizens, immigrants, who also wear the uniform of the U.S. military. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato has that story.
They stood as their native nations were called, country by country. El Salvador, Ethiopia, Ghana, Guatemala, 50 countries in all. Right now, with their right hands raised, they are taking their oaths of allegiance. Nearly 150 service members are becoming citizens here. Since September 11th, nearly 25,000 foreigners have become U.S. citizen soldiers. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, aboard the carrier George Washington, Naval Station Norfolk.
Go easy on the salt, CBS News medical correspondent. Dr. Emily Sine says the American Medical Association is taking aim at sodium consumption.
The first thing they want to see happen is a reduction by 50% over the next decade of sodium in processed and restaurant foods. That's not just fast foods.
Citing salt's role in a variety of health ills, including hypertension. Checking Wall Street, a pretty good day so far. The Dow is up 52 points and the NASDAQ is ahead 7. This is CBS News.
The following is a message from Pfizer.
Dr. Drew Pinsky here on a subject guys hate to talk about, erectile dysfunction. Well, if guys won't even talk about it, how can we doctors treat them? First caller.
Yes, just for the record, I've never personally experienced ED.
Okay.
But were I ever someday to have this issue, I have a prearranged code with my doctor.
You're going to mention some kind of code phrase.
Exactly. One I'm not at liberty to divulge at this point in time.
And you think your doc will remember it?
Well...
Wouldn't it be easier to just take a deep breath and blurt it out?
As in, hey doc, I think I might have ED?
Well, yeah.
That wasn't so bad. Thanks.
And we're on the air. If you think you might have ED, your doctor's the one who can help. So blurt, stammer, hem, or haw, your doc will get the drift. It could make a difference in your sex life. To learn more about ED and how to treat it, visit JustAskToday.com.
Your consumer...
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. It's a heat wave really all across Colorado. Denver's temperature could set a record if we make it past 99. Some forecasters say it will get to 101 today in Denver. The Colorado grassroots movement for immigrant justice is really disappointed that Governor Owens is challenging the state Supreme Court on its decision to throw out the Defend Colorado Now initiative on November's ballot. The initiative would let voters decide if illegal immigrants should be denied most state services. The governor has even threatened to call a special session if Initiative 55 isn't returned to the ballot. At CU, a majority of those on the Standing Committee on Research Misconduct say Ward Churchill should be fired. David Lane is Ward Churchill's attorney when asked about the impact of the misconduct findings.
Well, getting fired from your job certainly changes the course of your life. So will this change the course of his life? I presume it would.
If Churchill is fired, Lane says they'll fight it out in court. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, this morning's drive is looking at a great wrap-up across the city. We're just left with a few stretches of heavy traffic. First, taking a look at southbound 225. We're still jamming up on that approach to the DTC between Yosemite and I-25. And across I-25 itself, northbounders are still jam-packed between Bellevue and Hampton. But once you make your way past this, you've got a nice clear shot heading into downtown. Now, southbounders stretching your way across 25 are still a bit heavy between Alameda and Colorado Boulevard. But south of here, heading to the DTC is not a problem at all. Travel across your side streets. Do watch for a two-car crash in the intersection of Evans and Downing with minor jamming in all four directions. Today's forecast calls for highs up around 101 degrees.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
I've never conceived that we could be so greedy as to do this to ourselves.
FEMA also could not establish that 750 debit cards worth $1.5 million even went to Katrina victims, the auditors said. Among the items purchased with the cards, an all-inclusive one-week Caribbean vacation in Punta Gorda, the resort of the Dominican Republic, that's Punta Cana. Five season tickets to New Orleans Saints professional football games. 6 tickets to the Big Head Todd and the Monster Show. No, I'm only kidding. Adult erotica products in Houston and Girls Gone Wild videos in Santa Monica, California. What in the hell? Dom Perignon champagne and other alcoholic beverages in San Antonio. And a divorce lawyer in Houston.
You get a divorce lawyer out of it.
You know, come on, we're paying for this, the taxpayers?
Along with the Girls Gone Wild video.
Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. All right, open phones here. Let's go to Greg in Denver. Greg, you're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Go ahead.
Jay, Todd, how are you guys doing this morning?
Hey, what's up?
Good. Hey, listen, I am really dissatisfied. I'm to the point of rage right now. This Gerald absolutely did nothing for the last 3 years. He's got is that Scooter Libby may have misled him in regards to the obstruction of justice. He doesn't know who leaked, and he let Karl Rove off the hook scot-free. And we know he was guilty in leaking that name.
Well, he did. He leaked to Robert Novak, and he also leaked to Matt Cooper of Time Magazine, and Bush said that anybody who leaked in his administration would be dealt with. And once again, of course, it's another Bush promise that he doesn't keep. But Fitzgerald felt that he couldn't make the case, and if he couldn't make the case, he's no Ken Starr. He wasn't going to just do it to do it and spend the taxpayers' money. I mean, I think it's disgusting that Karl Rove has virtually escaped with no accountability. And, you know, I had numerous people on this show, respected people, from Richard Wolff, from Newsweek to Jason Leopold to a lot of other people who said that he was going to get indicted. David Schuster of Hardball said that that anybody who appears before a grand jury 5 times like that, the chances are they're going to get indicted is pretty sure.
Exactly.
But I guess Fitzgerald felt he couldn't make the case. Fitzgerald's a pretty straight arrow guy, man.
But see, that's the deal. If everyone says that, we know he leaked, and we know that usually Fitzgerald gets his guy who's going to be official A. We knew Karl Rove was official A. I don't see how the case would part without a deal.
Well, I don't know either. I think the only way we're ever going to find out anything more is when Scooter Libby goes to trial, and if Karl Rove is subpoenaed to testify, we might find out more then. I think the central question now is to Bush is, well, you made the statements, now why don't you back them up?
True. Very true. And we should demand that, in fact, of him.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the good news is, with him being around, the Democrats' now national message is, put Karl Rove on the ballot. Let's run against Karl Rove.
Yeah, well, why not? I mean, Rove is a guy who stands up in New Hampshire the other night and says of John Murtha, decorated a Vietnam veteran, and John Kerry, a decorated Vietnam veteran, that when the shots are first fired, they may be there, but when the shots are later fired, I'm paraphrasing him, you can't count on them. They cut and run. And this is a guy who's never been in battle, makes these
exactly.
statements. You know, why
they had a chance to go to Vietnam and got out of it.
Yeah, a guy who, you know, used deferment. So why the American public allows him to get away with this kind of rhetoric? If somebody on the left made similar comments against somebody on the right with that kind of a military record, the media in this country would explode.
You're absolutely right. Hey, Jay, it's nice talking to you again. Have a good one.
Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, I monopolized that conversation. I'm sorry.
No, I want you to. You got a lot to say.
I didn't mean to do that.
No.
That's like you and I on stage together, and I monopolize the guitar solo.
Well, I'm a better guitar player than you.
So you'd step on me.
No, I'm your Sancho Panza. You got facts. You got a lot going on. I want you to tell us what's going on. I'm here to learn from you.
I get in these raves, though.
Well,
that's why I'm going to see my shrink today.
Sometimes they're worth having. You've had some good ones, some great raves. You had a great rave on healthcare.
You're more than kind.
No, I'm not. We got to hear that stuff.
You're more than kind. All right. We got Jessica in Cincinnati, Ohio, who is streaming. And she wants to talk about the flag issue. Jessica, you're on AM 760 with Jay Marvin and Big Head Todd. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Great. Hi, Jessica.
Hi. How are you?
Great.
That's good. Okay. Where to start? To a certain extent, yes, I do have a flag. I have a U.S. flag. It's more along the lines of like a license plate shape kind of thing.
Right.
That sits in my window, and it's upside down right now. Because, according to my dad, I think that's supposed to be a symbol of distress. And I think that's what we're in right now in this country.
So those of us that are progressives and liberals ought to fly our flags upside down?
Well, I don't know. We all should. I mean, I've seen a couple of bumper stickers online. One of them that I like that my sister got is, "I don't have to like Bush to love America," and it's got a flag with it. So, something along those lines could very easily be, you know, put on bumper stickers. That's if folks want to deal with that whole bumper sticker thing. But that's just me. And I asked my dad that before he passed away about that. And he basically told me, yeah, that's what that is. So I've heard a few people do that. But I think, you know, to what you said, to what you alluded to, the whole monopolizing the whole thing, I think it does kind of play into the whole jingoistic, too close to religion kind of thing. It kind of reminds me of during the Olympics when, I guess, our country isn't. They always question whether the person who's going to be carrying the flag of the U.S. are they going to dip the flag to the host country of the of the Olympics? And I never understood what that was about. And whenever I asked about it, nobody really kind of told me what that was about either.
I think it's courtesy, isn't it?
Well, I'd always thought it was a courtesy to do that, but from what I've heard, whoever the flag bearer is of the United States, they're not supposed to do that. They've never done that. Dip the flag to the host country.
Hmm.
I think it's that whole pride thing. I have a couple things I'm going to send you in the mail. One of them talks about patriotism. I think you might find it pretty interesting.
All right, shoot it to me. And also shoot a copy to me for Todd. I'll pass it on to Todd, too.
Sure, okay.
I love your sentiment about this nation in distress.
We have been in. I think since September 11th, I think up is down. The sky is green, you know.
Yep.
So nine.
Well, George Orwell is alive. George Orwell is alive and well. Jessica, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One line open at 303-713-7600. I don't know about flying the flag upside down, though, but I still want to put that bumper sticker out.
Hey, symbols, people can use them however they want to, and luckily we have the freedom in this country to have it upside down, right side up, sideways, whatever suits us. But I'm with you. Upside down is a little like having the cross upside down or something.
We should have a vote Democratic. It's our flag, too, damn it.
That's right.
Right?
I like the world peace.
World peace with an American
with
flag.
With American flag. That suits me.
I like that, too. Well, we can put that on both our cars.
Fair enough.
All right. 9:17, 17 minutes after 9, open phones at 303-713-7600. J. Marvin, Big Head Todd, Todd Park Moore.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-422-1482. Again, that's 1-800-422-1482. 1-800-422-1482.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commissioned loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Touch.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Measuring the song is dead. All the final steps away the grave.
Any hour they bring the pain. What a good band effect.
I don't know what to say.
So what are you gonna say? You're waiting for me to say something? It's your show too.
No. It's Flag Day. What can I say?
Oh, the modest Todd Mark Moore. You tear him up, man.
Yeah. Well, I do it for a living, baby.
9:21, 21 minutes after 9. High today, 94, but it could be 101. You know what? I'm sick of this weather forecast.
Wow.
It's never right. I'm always wrong.
Protesting against the weather.
Yeah, you know what the weather around here used to be, the winter weather forecast used to be. You know how we used to, before you, well, I don't know, maybe you did listen to the show back in those days. Before we got to Amelia Earhart's sophisticated weather service.
You used to do the weather?
This used to be the weather. Well, looks sunny outside now.
Hey, you're always right, man.
That used to be what the weather is. Dark tonight, sunny tomorrow.
Nothing like good old empirical evidence.
I love the old days of
looking at the window.
I love the old days of Top 40 radio when you used to have to do the weather forecast and you'd have to do it in 15 seconds over the lip of a record.
Well.
High today, 95. Low tonight, 66. Currently, blah, 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 blah. Okay. All right, let's go back to the phones. Open phones, Jay and Todd hanging in. And you may be here tomorrow. You're coming tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I'm going to come tomorrow. I confidently asserted that I'm going to be here tomorrow.
You're signing on the dotted line that you're going to host the show tomorrow.
I signed it in blood.
Okay. I'll be waiting for you in the parking lot at 4:30.
Okay.
He always rolls up with a big smile on his face. I'm like my head's buried against the steering wheel. Let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi,
Dave.
Not politics. I'm calling about...
That's all right. Call about anything. It's open phone.
Yeah, cool. I have this idea that the culture would do well, be healthier if our heroes were artists instead of, you know, shoot 'em up tough guys type of thing. You know, like when you go to the movies and stuff.
I like your style, Dave.
Yeah, I thought you might like that question, Mr. Artist. That's basically what I want to ask Todd about is the connection between, you know, the philosophy and the mythology and the music that you do. You know, does this, the myths and the philosophy, does that show up in your lyrics? Is one of your albums, like, more philosophical than the others? And if so, which one is it? You know, it's kind of an open-ended question, but I just wanted to give you a little preface. So,
well, I've always thought that one of the most important things that makes society tick is culture, and art is obviously a big part of that. We learn a lot of our values, a lot of our mores, a lot of our personal beliefs come from culture.
Yep.
And one of the most unfortunate things about American society is that culture has been monetized. So when I go to a movie or turn on the TV, it's a backdrop for selling advertising,
mm-hmm.
or something sensational that's designed to whet my appetite for violence or sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't see how that is helping America or the world. And I've always been very concerned to, to champion the arts and what the arts are supposed to do, which is to inform humanity on what's valuable.
I agree.
So, yeah, I mean, all of my music is kind of about that. And as you pointed out, I got a philosophy blog with poetry and lectures on philosophy. And, that's kind of my main thrust. I got sucked into politics. But I think that culture and the arts and politics and all this stuff is related. If we're going to change consciousness in this country, we need every force that we can get to help do that.
I am so glad to hear you say that. Right on.
All right, Dave.
All right, Dave.
Thanks a lot.
Good day, guys.
All right, all power to the imagination, as they say.
It's better than no imagination, isn't it?
Yeah, I've worked with some people who have had no imagination. Names will go without mentioning.
I'm governed by people with no imagination.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We both are. Very good. That's true. We've got people sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue who have no imagination. Let's go to Dave and Parker. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
I'm a fan of both of you.
Thanks.
I wanted to ask you, gentlemen, if you happened to catch the interview yesterday afternoon on the Ed Schultz with Jason Leopold.
No, I sure do. You know what? I didn't. I'm sorry I missed it.
Okay. Well, just basically, if you have a chance to listen to it, I highly suggest that you do. I'm just torn. He is basically sticking to his story that there's still going to be an indictment coming down. And Big Ed was basically pushing him that he needs to reveal his sources so that he could save face, save credibility, because his reputation's online. And again, if your listeners and you guys, if you didn't hear it, I think you need to listen to the interview. And then, because I thought it was kind of troubling. I want the truth. I want to know what's going on. And I kind of felt that Jason Leopold was kind of wishy-washy.
Well, and I think the truth is that there's no indictment. And I think the truth is based in Fitzgerald's track record. I mean, I wanted it to happen as badly as anybody. I had him on here.
I
had Richard Wolff on from Newsweek. David Schuster of Hardball gave, the Oberman Show, or maybe he was on Hardball last night on MSNBC, gave a really good, what I thought was a good explanation about how you hate to get things wrong, that if he went, that the defense attorneys that he went to, who were in the know of the case and who knew what was going on, all of them said that Rove would be indicted, that you don't testify that many times in front of a grand jury without a reason. The only lawyer he pointed out that said that he wouldn't be indicted was Robert Luskin, Rove's attorney. And the attorneys yesterday said, well, you know, anything can happen, and we just got it wrong, but if we had to make the same call again, we would make it the same way that Rove would get indicted. There are just, you know what? Mary said this last night, and I really believe this. There are some people in life who just never get theirs, and Rove may be one of those people.
He'll get his.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, and I'm with you, Jay, 100%. But I truly feel that, you know, if Jason got his sources just wrong information, I think that he should be just a little man enough to say, you know, hey,
yeah,
I may have gotten a wrong story, and I'm really, really sorry for it. But instead, he's still sticking to his story, and what he's doing, he's giving an awful lot of false hope to an awful lot of people. And I think he should just, to save face, just go, actually, gentlemen, I got to go. I got a trauma coming in. I'm in the healthcare too. Also, I got a trauma coming
in.
I got to go.
Take care. All right, be safe. I wouldn't put Jason Leopold back on after that, because I assume his credibility is shot.
How can we get the government to obey the law?
The only way to do it is, I'm telling you, the only way to do it is
ACLU.
ACLU, the National Lawyers Guild, people like that who go to court and try to hold the government accountable through the judicial system.
So why should I join the ACLU?
Because the ACLU fights for all of our freedoms and holds the government accountable. And in this case, they're fighting to in the NSA spy case, they're fighting to keep the government, to hold the government accountable under the Fourth and the First Amendment and the FISA law.
They seem to be the only ones.
No, there are other groups out there that work on it, too. They're just the most prominent.
I gotcha.
There's so many worthy organizations out there to join, and so...
But the ACLU is the top one. Or one of the top ones, probably.
It's the one that Mary and I have been the member of the longest.
I'm going to join tomorrow.
But we're members of the ACLU, People for the American Way, Citizens United Against Church and State, and a couple of other organizations. In the Democratic Party, I give monthly to the Democratic Party to Howard Dean's Democracy Bonds.
So my membership fee supports
these court cases. And you'll get solicitation letters from them saying that they need more money because they're going to court. And, you know, when Mary and I have it, we usually send it. And I get paid, you know, here's something I've never discussed on the air before, but I don't mind discussing it. I get paid for the commercials that I read. They're called endorsements. I don't endorse anything I don't believe in, but I get paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
We do use Purina. We have for a long time. I have bought a Rockies. I do know the people at the mortgage store personally. But I take that money, and I channel that money into these organizations, and that's how I'm able to get on the air and be able to say, well, I gave Peggy Lamb the 7th Congressional District, I just gave her a campaign contribution. I just gave Angie Piccioni a campaign contribution because, you know, for me, that's like my little part of doing things.
That's fabulous. It's great that we have sponsors that let you do that, too.
Yeah, and these people support the radio station, and that's why you should support the people who advertise on here. All right, it's coming up on 9:31. Speaking of supporting people, we uniformly support Amelia Earhart in all of her quests. How hot did it get yesterday, Amelia?
I don't know.
Thank you. I needed an answer.
I know this one. That's the official answer from the Weather Center.
It tied a record yesterday, 99 degrees, Amelia.
Thank you, Turk.
So how hot is it going to get today, Amelia?
Well, according to me, 101 degrees. But according to you, not that hot.
Well, I threw my forecast away.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm going with yours.
Right on.
Because you're the official weather traffic person.
Thank you.
For the J. Marvin Show. Never mind that you appear on other radio stations, which we don't particularly care for, but we have no control over.
Should I change my name over there?
Yeah, you should.
Okay. Because I was Jennifer Taylor for a while.
Jennifer Taylor?
I had to pick a name.
Why don't you call yourself Elizabeth Taylor?
I don't know.
You call yourself Jennifer Taylor, Elizabeth's sister. Her long-lost sister.
I think
sister.
I should go by Elvira, like someone so nicely named me last week.
Her name was...
The Mistress of the Dark.
Was Elvira Earhart, not Amelia Earhart.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. Hi, you know, that Elvira Earhart on that radio, can you tell her that we got a problem on 36? Which is the only highway I know, because it's the only one I ever drive, that and I-25. Okay, Miss Lexus Lane 2006. What does the traffic look like?
Thanks, guys. Well, luckily, most everything is wrapped up this morning. Got a bit of heavy traffic southbound 25 right between Alameda and Colorado, and also across the northbound lanes of 25 between 225 and Hampton. That's just about to thin out, though. Southbound 225 coming out of Aurora heading into the DTC is still jammed up between Yosemite and 25, but outside of that, we are free of any new accidents or stalls. Today's forecast... Going to be a hot one, calling for a high of about 100.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Hi, my name is Mitch Keller, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know many people don't like lawyers, and I can understand that. There are many that I don't like. But when you're in trouble and you need a lawyer, you need a good one. Psychologists tell us that next to the death of a spouse or a child, divorce is the most traumatic event that most people will deal with in their lives. And it's a time when you need a lot of support and help. I know because I've been there. I can't take the pain away, but I can protect your rights, help preserve your property, and help you maintain your relationship with your kids. And I've developed a new system of flat rate fees for some cases that will keep runaway attorney's fees from gobbling up everything you own. And if I can help with that, I feel pretty good about what I do and who I am. If you need help with a divorce, or have been injured in an accident, or charged with a crime, give me a call. That's Mitch Geller at 303-333-9800. Once again, that's Mitch Geller at 303-333-9800. Thank you.
In TV, you need intelligence, integrity, and a camera to cover the news. They've got the camera.
Were we rolling on that?
On what?
Comedy Central's Dog Bites Man. Tonight at 10:30, 9:30 Central. They're the news team that won't stop until they get the big stories. Are all bodybuilders bisexual? Is spring break broken?
Well, certain stories are good for sweeps week. We've tackled what's in your muffin. Who else is going to go there?
Dog Bites Man. Tonight at 10:30, 9:30 Central. Only on Comedy Central.
The people to talk to if you own your own home and you're looking to refinance or consolidate debt is the Mortgage Store. 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. Let me explain some things to you about the Mortgage Store. The Mortgage Store is a banker, not just a broker, so they underwrite and approve their own loans in-house here in Colorado. So they can make a fast, processed, easy decision and give you approval right over the phone. The process is quick, it's easy, and you get approval right over the phone. The loan consultants work with you at the Mortgage Store. They're experts in their field. They'll return your phone calls, they have superior training, and they're motivated to help you do it and do it fast. So in other words, it's not going to be one of these deals where, because you get nervous about this stuff, you know, like, okay, when is it going to come through, when is it going to come through, when is it going to happen? It happens immediately. And if you call them, they're going to call you back. And they can help you. They've helped thousands of homeowners eliminate high-interest credit card bills and consolidate debt into low monthly payments. So call them. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we don't think you should ever settle for a routine breakfast sandwich. So let's say you're driving to work holding your fast food egg muffin combo. How do you make it into something worth eating? First, get rid of that spongy egg patty. Just throw it out the window. It's biodegradable. Probably. Replace it with a fluffy bacon and scallion omelet. Next, exchange that bland muffin for a fresh baked hollow roll. Peel off the processed cheese, flip it onto the road, and replace it with a layer of real Swiss. Finally, add a spicy chili schmear. So now you've got absolutely nothing you started with. Instead, you're holding the new Spicy Elmo from Einstein Brothers, where we make what just may be the world's greatest breakfast sandwiches. You're probably also holding a littering ticket. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spicy Elmo egg sandwich and a medium cup of darn good coffee. Just $4.59 for a limited time. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ooh, I love this song by the Stones. This song rocks. Don't you think this song rocks, Tom?
I think the Stones rule.
I do, too. This is a great song. 9:37 away from 10. Oh, you're going to sing along with it?
Well, I usually like to leave the singing along for you, Jay.
Yeah, right.
You're good at it. You chime in pretty often, I noticed.
Yeah, put...
Hot stuff.
Put Jay Marvin up there at Red Rocks and the whole place would empty out. All right, it's open phones here, 303-713-7600. And let's get back to the phones, and we'll go to Van in Boulder. Van, you're on AM 760. Good morning, Van. You there? Go.
Talk to you.
Hey, Van,
hey.
Go.
Hi, good to talk to you, Todd.
Hi, Van.
You're a rock star, man.
Oh, you're a rock star, Van.
Well, I try to live the lifestyle.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, couple of things. As far as flags go, definitely fly it. Fly it right side up. Bumper stickers, the one I'm flying, the one I really, really like is the old Don't Tread on Me Revolutionary War banner.
That's a good one.
I think it's particularly appropriate for right now. I'm not real comfortable putting the American flag on my car.
Why?
Just out of respect, you know, I fold my flag and, you know, store it properly and, you know, don't fly it at night. And, you know, I take some of the, you know, the silly rituals and customs kind of seriously, and I just don't feel comfortable with it. But I'll put a Don't Tread on Me sticker on my car in a heartbeat, and I think that one works pretty well for the current times.
Good for you, Van.
Yeah. In terms of, you know, somebody was talking about the Plame Affair and just Rove skating. You know, my take on it, you know, and I've been watching it pretty closely, and I should have warned you off of Jason Leopold, because I always thought he was full of it, even when he was publishing that stuff back then, Jay.
Well, you should have. Why didn't you?
I don't know. I was doing something else, and I couldn't call. I mean, you know, because he's the truth out. Those guys have a history. I think their enthusiasm outstrips their journalistic experience. And
but how do you, I can accept that, but how do you explain Richard Wolff, though, being so off?
I think, you know, there is a sealed indictment, okay, that has come out of the same grand jury, and nobody's disputing that. It's sealed versus sealed, which is really unusual because it's usually U.S. versus sealed. So, you know, I mean, there is a sealed indictment. You know, it came out of the same grand jury that Rove, you know, Rove's been testifying before and that Fitzgerald's using right now. And, you know, I think there was a lot of speculation there, and I think that, you know, who knows? I mean, sometimes rumors, you know, get told enough times that somebody becomes a source, you know, and it could just been, you know, a bunch of people sourcing to one another that, you know, nobody really knew what they were talking about. I have no idea how they put it out there. And, you know, there is a possibility that it is a sealed indictment of Rove, and the letter from Fitzgerald just says that he's not going to pursue the indictment given, you know, Rove's and, you know, because I don't think just because an indictment's issued that the prosecuting attorney is bound to pursue the indictment, you know.
Yeah, Jason Leopold being off I can buy, but Richard Wolff is very rarely ever off in what he says.
Yeah, you know, and he's had great sources, you know, through this whole thing too. The other possibility is you know, maybe there's a sealed indictment. Rove has decided to flip. Fitzgerald gave him a letter saying he's not going to pursue the sealed indictment that everybody knows about, you know, prosecuting defense attorneys. And, you know, and then, you know, Rove is just using this so that he doesn't have to worry about it until after the midterms. Then he, you know, doesn't fulfill his agreement to, you know, provide testimony. You know, Fitzgerald has to go back on him. Takes another year and a half, and right about then it's time to get pardoned, end of the Bush presidency. I mean, you know, that could be the strategy, too, is just, you know, this is a delay tactic that keeps him, you know, in the White House, you know, coming up with strategy for the midterms for another 6-7 months, you know.
All right. Well, we missed it. We missed it all. All of us missed it, man.
I got to tell you,
except
though, I mean, you know, I think you and myself and a lot of other people, I was viscerally disappointed when it came out that this letter. And I want to see the letter. I want to see what Rove gave up in order to get this, because I guarantee you it's not two sentences. You know?
Yeah, I'd like to read it, too.
Yeah, yeah, I'd love to see. And I think the fact that it's not out means that there's more to that letter than just that he's not going to be indicted right now.
All right, Van. Appreciate it, man.
All right, take it easy.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Van is the man. All right, let's go to Steve in Westminster. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Steve.
The talk and rock jocks.
There you go.
And you know something? I definitely want to talk about the flag, but before I do, earlier you were saying that, you know, you wouldn't watch Jay Leno because of Ann Coulter being on with George Carlin.
I just don't want to see Ann Coulter.
Well, you know, she's the dude, man. She's the man. Why wouldn't you want to see her? She's got an Adam's apple larger than the biggest apple you can buy at the market.
Because you know what? I got to tell you this about me. I've always had this problem. You know, when I used to do mornings on a country music station, and I was like had one of the top shows in the city, and this was in Salt Lake City. And the program director and the consultant who ran the station, they were always leaning on me about this stuff. Like, oh, you know, you got to be more in tune with what's going on TV. You got to watch more TV. But you know what? Life's short, and you got a choice between reading books and watching TV. And you know what? If I got my choice, I'd rather read books and magazines of knowledge, journals of opinion, than watch TV. So if I TiVo Ann Coulter and have to waste time with her, then that's time that I could be spending reading something, you know, or doing something else. And I watch like probably an hour of television a day.
That's because you read so much and you sleep so much.
That's right.
I mean,
you rock
so
much.
That's Todd. That's Todd who rocks.
No.
Television just turns me off for the most part.
Well, that's true. There's very little of value unless you're watching National Geographic.
Except
or
for old movies.
Like
you know what? Except for old movies. And what
I do is I TiVo
up the old film noirs and watch them on the weekends.
There you go.
I'm curious to see Ann Coulter. I'll probably check that out.
You know
out.
Something? She is just pure evil. When you talk about if you believe that there's you know, there's heaven and hell and Satan and God and everything, she is just pure Satan. I mean, that kind of person... That's what it is. It's on Earth, and she's one of them because she is absolutely disgusting and she's a joke. But back and I was just ragging on you. I wouldn't give her the time of day either because she is that disgusting.
Yeah, well, Todd's going to check it out, so Todd will report
tomorrow. Yeah,
to
yeah,
us.
Do that, Todd, because you know I like to see if George. He can definitely take her on.
Todd will independently.
Sure.
Todd will independently score the bout and give us the judge's decision.
I'll give you my report tomorrow.
That's right, and he's going to join the ACLU and get a flag decal. So, man, this has been a big day for you, Todd, today, as far as assignments. but back to the flag. You know something? This whole thing that makes the flag political, as maybe a premise for who does and who doesn't, and the conservatives this you know percentage and the progressives this, you know something? The flag to me has always been something that represents the honor and the blessing and the privilege of living in the country where we can take an administration that is the most horrific and the biggest joke of what you would say would be people that you want to hire to do a job to manage elements of our infrastructure of this country and make a change. And myself and the flag, I have always put the flag out for holidays prior to the invasion of Iraq. And the day that we said that we're going in and invading Iraq, I put my flag up, and I know it's against, you know, protocol, but I said I am not going to take it down until we bring them home, because this flag represents those that under false pretenses that are going over there and dying and living 24 hours a day, whether it's daylight or whether it's nighttime. And that's the least I can do besides a little ribbon on the bumper on the hood of my car, you know, to say that I'm thinking of you because you're the ones who are in harm's way. And it's in a way it's a protest, but it's in a way it's honoring and celebrating those that are over there that are dying and living the horror of doing Bush's bidding. And, you know, something that my wife and I, which just blew my mind, it was just Memorial Day. And we had both gone out to the front. We were planting some flowers and et cetera. And I live in a cul-de-sac, and I live in a community that's primarily conservative. I'm one of the only liberals, at least I know, in this community. And, you know, of course I got my flag out because I don't take it down. There was not one person in my whole cul-de-sac that put the flag up for a holiday. And, you know, what does it say about these people that are making the flag some kind of issue that is taking it away from what it really is?
I think it says volumes
to
about
be in this
them.
Country.
Yeah. I think it says volumes about,
you know,
them. All right,
should,
Steve.
Anyways, you know, that's what I wanted to say, and we'll be looking forward to hearing what you have to say tomorrow, Todd.
Very inspiring, Steve. Thank you very much.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-332-4694 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-332-4694. That's 1-800-332-4694.
Season pass today at sixflags.com. Hurry, offer ends June 18th. Six Flags Elitch Gardens.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports the station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
948, 48 minutes before the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Rocky's Auto's matching down incentives underway, up to $1,500. You put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and then what you end up getting is $3,000 towards a vehicle of your choice. I always say this is true. There'll be a day when we won't burn fossil fuel, but right now, since we do, and if you got to buy a car, the place to go to get your automobile is Rocky's Auto's. They've got over 500 clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. Largest selection in Colorado, and the best people out there to work with, too, like my friend Colby Harris and Dave Dunn and Steve, who runs the internet department there, and Sergio and all the gang out of Rockies. They're all good folks. So get on out there and see them while they're matching down incentives going on. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. And you've been out there, Todd. It's a family atmosphere.
It's a great place. Great selection.
Yeah.
Clean cars, late model.
Yeah.
Great prices.
Good stuff. So get on out there and check them out. Check them out online at RockiesAutos.com, where you can pre-qualify for a car loan, or you can see them online, look at the inventory, and ask for Steve, because he handles all of that. Or get out there and see them in person. And once again, their hours are Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. I'm proud to be associated with them. They're good friends of mine. Thank you. I thank them for putting me in their TV commercials. Somebody came up to me yesterday and said, "Man, don't you make those Rockies commercials?" And I said, "Yeah, occasionally. Occasionally when they're brave enough to let me on." But Audra and Officer Odell and Shagman, they're all great folks out there at Rockies. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire, and I want to earn your tire business with multiple locations, the best pricing on tires, and the best customer service in the industry. Shop the competition, then call Aspen Tire. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to 2 Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to 2 each Saturday.
This summer, each time you fuel up your car, Bonfils Blood Center asks you to remember another kind of fuel. Fuel for life. Donate blood twice this summer, and you may win a trip or two to Cancun from Apple Vacations. Call 303-363-2300 or visit a Bonfils Blood Center.
Back to a guy that'll arm wrestle Carl Rove anytime, anyplace. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ooh, James.
Oh, I love the JB.
James Brown.
Yep. The godfather of soul.
Yeah.
Cut out the lights and call the lights.
Unfortunately, I already told you my story about seeing him in Five Points.
Yeah.
So I can't repeat that.
And I can't repeat the story about seeing him that night at the Grand Ole Opry with Porter Wagoner and everybody at the Opry getting upset. And I saw him and I was introduced to him. Okay, this is another part of the story, though, that I didn't tell you. Guess who introduced me to him?
Who?
Patsy Cline, the late Patsy
You're
Cline's
kidding.
Husband.
Wow.
Charlie Dick and I, we used to be tight. So he bangs on Browns. He cuts in front of all these people. And there's like all these big entertainment people there and all these big country radio people there. And he and I are drunk as two hoot owls, you know. And he cuts through all these people and bangs on the door. And he goes, James! James! The Dick is here! And I thought, you know, this guy's going to get us arrested. And James Brown throws open the door, pushes the television cameras out of the way, and goes, Charlie! Puts his arms around him, because Charlie used to work for Brown's record label when Brown was on King, I believe.
Wow.
Out of Cincinnati. So, yeah, late Patsy Cline's husband, Charlie.
You didn't meet Patsy Cline, though, did you?
No, she died. She died like in 1963. Yeah. I was only a kid then.
Yeah.
Died with Lloyd Cowboy Copas. And Randy Hughes, which was her husband, and I can't remember who the other person was on the plane. Hawkshaw Hawkins. That's right.
Planes took a lot of great ones.
Yeah, Buddy Holly.
The Big Bopper.
Yep.
Stevie Ray.
Yeah, that's right. Paul Wellstone. All right, let's get back on the phones, and we'll go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Paul, Jay and Todd.
Paul, you're there. Okay, go ahead, Paul.
Hey, good morning, Jay and Todd.
Hi.
Hey, first of all, as far as the weather goes, I don't think it's any coincidence with all this hot weather we're having. I think it's an interesting synchronicity between all this hot weather and Gore's movie coming out.
I think it's I think global warming is alive and well.
Yeah, and we're getting some real good reminder with all this hot weather. But as far as the flag goes, whenever I look at a flag, all I see is blood. Listen, Jay, the blood of Native Americans, the blood of blacks, the blood of Mexicans, the blood of Central Americans, the blood of Iraqis.
Oh.
The flag, to me, all it represents is exploitation, greed, self-centeredness, narcissism.
Yeah, but it also represents your right to call this radio station and espouse your views. It also represents a valiant fight against fascism.
It doesn't go against all the people that have been harmed, maimed, psychologically damaged. I mean, Jay, you just talked about a little while ago. Look at the plight of the mentally ill in this country, and nothing has been done, hardly anything has been done to help those people out.
No, that's you're right. You're right. The plight of the mentally ill is terrible, and it's a struggle, but it's something. But we are reaching enlightenment about it, and we are making progress. It's come far. It's come leagues and leagues from where it used to be, and it will continue to go to make advancements. And you can see positive and negatives and everything. I mean, Todd should jump in on this because Todd's more positive about things than I am.
Well, I think that I can understand the sentiment, of bloodshed and greed and all that. I mean, all of us recognize that, I think. On the other hand, the whole story of humanity comes from barbarism, rape, torture. I mean, we are who we are, and unfortunately, you know, that's a part of our history, and unfortunately, the genocide of the Indians is part of our history, but we're here, and we have to make the best of it. So, you know, I support your right to not fly the flag. I support your, you know, I comprehend your sentiments, but my feeling is that we got to get together and change it. We need to redefine who we are. And so that's why I think the flag's a good thing.
Yeah, I absolutely agree that we need to come together to solve things, but to put the flag out and make it appear as though we're the greatest nation in the world.
No, there's nothing wrong with having pride in the place you live. There's nothing wrong with saying that for you the United States is a great place and that you love your country. There's nothing wrong with that. What's wrong with that? Why is that a negative sentiment?
I love the country. I love this country for the people that work their asses off.
Well, they're represented by that flag. Are they not? Are they not represented by that flag? Yes or no?
They're represented by that flag. But
does that flag represent those people? Does that flag represent those people, the hardworking people of this country, all of us who get up every single day and go to work?
No, Jay, it doesn't represent you. It doesn't represent you who go to work every day.
Yes, it does. It's a representation of me.
Jay, if it represented you, you'd be making a lot better money. Your life would be a lot better.
You know
what?
First of all, you don't know how, but you know what? Number one, okay. You know what? Number one. Out of bounds statement on your part in two areas. One, you don't know how much money I make. Two, you don't know of anything about my life. My life's great. What do you mean my life would be better? How could you make my life better? Don't make an absurd, ignorant statement, Paul. You can't make an absurd, ignorant statement like that. How can you make my life better? I'm married to a wonderful woman. I have a few good friends. You know, I mean, it's just, Paul, you know what, Paul? Get your head in the right place, pal, and call me back, okay?
All right,
get your head together.
He has his head together about certain things. But you know what? It's just that we're not going to take back Congress. We're not going to take the presidency if we continue to take polarized positions.
It's our flag. It's our country. It's our flag, and it's our country. And damn it, we're going to take our country back, and we're going to take control of it. And we're going to make this country be what it once was and what it can be and what it's intended to be, which is a great place to live, work, and to have a family. And that's what we're...
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRouse. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
BIE.